There. This is the Pepsi Pregame Show, brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Live for now. Let's go to the diamond with KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And good evening. Welcome to the Pepsi Pregame Show tonight as we get you set for American Legion Baseball action on 1230 KHAS. Hastings 5 points back at home tonight. Take on Kearney Runs in a single seven-inning ball game. As we talk with Hastings coach David Illingworth, who is going to take over the controls here tonight of the ball club. But kind of, Pops kind of put you in a tough situation facing one of the tougher teams around.
Not really. I mean, we know what kind of team we got. Team runs fine with me at the helm, so we should be good. I mean, Steve had a little disagreement with an umpire last night in North Platte, but he's got to serve his one game, so we'll get him back tomorrow night.
Coach Illingworth will be on the sidelines tonight for Hastings, and David will take over controls. Like I said, you've been with the ball club the past couple of years, so there's probably no change in the way we approach this one?
No, not really. It's Kearney. I mean, if you can't get ready to play Kearney, there's something wrong with you. This is always a big game, and it's a big rivalry.
You guys have seen now North Platte and Kearney this week. That's good. This is kind of a measuring stick as you get ready for the area tournament.
Definitely getting some experience out of two of the four or three opponents we'll face at districts. It'd be nice to see Scott's Bluff once in a while, but they're a little bit farther than we'd like to travel.
So. Last night, you guys travel out west. You take on North Platte and played a couple of extra inning ball games. You had a long night. You lost the first ball game 9-8 in 8 innings. You come back to win the nightcap 11-8 in 10 innings. That was a lot of baseball in one night.
Yeah, it just speaks volumes about our kids. I mean, we probably should have won that first game, and that was about as quiet as a dugout I've ever heard in between games from those kids. Usually they're upbeat and everything, but they were pretty down after that first game, and then we kind of gave them 4 runs in the second game, and they just fought all night, tooth and nail, just to get back in the game and win that game.
You had great success at the plate last night. Had 24, 25, 26 base hits in that doubleheader. It seems like the bats are coming along as of late.
Yeah, we're finding ways to get on base. Defense, it's not exactly where we want it to be right now, but we're starting to get there, piece it together, you know, and just getting more experience. And typically, at around this time, I think last year, we were only hitting like 240, 250. Right now, as a team, we're up over 300, so we've really been getting the job done.
You go to Fremont, you won a couple of ball games Friday night. You had your games on Saturday, rained out, and then played some games on Sunday, tied a game with the Millard North, and then lost one to Fremont. But it looks like all those games, all 4 games, you were very competitive in.
Yeah, especially that Fremont game. We got down 10-1 after the fourth inning, it was, and even into the sixth, we were still down, but we just kept fighting and fighting and made it a ball game. And we had a chance to get tied or win it at the end, just couldn't get those last 3 runs.
Do you get the feeling that this team is turning the corner now? We always fall behind early in the season because we kind of lag behind the teams that got the high school ball. Are we starting to turn the corner now?
I think about a week and a half ago, the first-year guys really started to produce at the plate, and that's typically when they start to hit the ball better. And, I mean, they're just they're stepping up. They're becoming leaders themselves. It's not just the second-year guys becoming leaders on this team. Jameson Cockrell stepping up, Alex Pangan-Eagman in this as well. And he had a really big relief appearance for us last night and just shut them down.
Xander Schmitz, the guy's been doing the job for you at the plate, still hitting over 500. That's pretty good this point in the season.
Mm-hmm. He's still having a few issues with his hamstring, though, so we're kind of slowly progressing him back in. You know, we don't want him to get hurt because X is the guy you want on the mound in big games.
All right, we'll come back and talk a little bit about Kearney as our pregame show continues after this.
This summer under specially marked Pepsi bottle caps, you can find much more in the refreshing taste you expected. Because through the Pepsi Iconic Summer Promotion, you have a chance to win thousands of prizes. Collect Pepsi caps and redeem them online for icons that can make you a winner. Visit iconicsummer.com to find out what you could win by combining the icons you collect from digital gear to tickets to the most anticipated sports and entertainment events of the year. Summer only comes once a year, so grab a Pepsi and enjoy its refreshing taste and the thousands of experiences it has in store for you. Collect, combine, and you could win. Uncap your iconic summer. Pepsi, live for now. No purchase necessary. Promotion ends August 10th, 2013. Visit iconicsummer.com for official rules and details.
Points Bank coach David Illingworth will be in control of the ball club here tonight. We see Kearney runs, and like I said before, Kearney runs is Kearney runs. They're a good ball club.
Yeah, you know what you're going to get when you're facing a team coached by Coach Archer. They're going to be well disciplined at the plate. They're going to hit the ball fairly well. I mean, you can stop them. Your pitcher's just got to be on his game, and they're going to play good defense. You know that coming in, so you got to have an approach that you're going to hit the ball well. You need to have a plan, get up there, and execute.
They've got some impressive numbers offensively. It looks like a team that's going to put the ball in play. We're going to have to play some good defense against these guys.
Definitely, you always have to play good defense against Kearney because they're not going to give you anything. You can't give them any too much. Otherwise, they'll really take advantage of you.
Kyle Golden's team will get the call for Hastings on the mound tonight. Talk about him and what's he going to have to do to lead this thing today.
Well, Kyle's just a competitor. You put him out on the mound, he's going to compete. Even if he doesn't have his best stuff, he's going to keep you in a ball game, and you're going to have a chance with Kyle on the mound. He's almost better when he's in tight spots with runners on scoring position than with nobody on, but that's just Kyle.
Talk about what he has to do tonight. How can we tell if he's on his game tonight?
Well, if he's keeping the ball down and throwing strikes, you'll know he's on his game. He's just a guy that he's. It may not look like he's competing or got his stuff or anything, but he's just that type of competitor that'll find a way.
Okay, good luck tonight.
All right, thank you.
David Illingworth for Hastings 5 points here tonight. We'll come back and check the starting lineups. That's the Pepsi pregame show. You're listening to Allegiant Baseball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Pepsi pregame show, brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Live for now. Stay tuned. The first pitch is straight ahead on your link to local sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Today's American Legion baseball game is brought to you by KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Now once again, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to American Legion baseball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We're at Duncan Field. Kearney runs in town to take on Hastings in a single seven-inning ball game here tonight. Hastings coming in after splitting a couple of ball games last night with the North Platters on the road last evening. Hastings going out there and losing to North Platte 9-8 in the first game. That game was in eight innings. Matt Karloff was a losing pitcher. Will Reimer had a couple of base hits. In fact, he had three base hits in the opener. Then Hastings came back to win the nightcap on a score of 11-8 over North Platte. That game in 10 innings. So they played 18 innings of baseball last night. In fact, they got the call from the coach at 2:36 this morning. That's when Hastings arrived back in town. Alex Panganiban got the win for Hastings last night. Mason Spilnick had three base hits. So Hastings are sitting at 11-9-1 on the season. They're at 5-2 in the Cornhusker League. Kearney comes to town, a mark of 8 wins and 6 losses. They are 5-0 in the Cornhusker League. Again, getting kind of a late start here tonight because of the duration of game number one, the juniors game between Johnson Imperial Homes and Kearney Post number 52. Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes picking up a big win in the opener tonight by a score of 12-8 in that ball game. JIH had 12 runs on 9 base hits, no errors in the contest. Kearney Post 52 had 8 runs, 9 hits. They committed 3 errors. Hastings scoring 6 runs in a fifth inning of play, all with 2 men out in the inning as Hastings goes on to beat Kearney Post 52. A big win in the juniors game tonight as Hastings wins by a score of 12-8. Zach Merrill was the winning pitcher. He throws 2 innings of relief and strikes out 1, walks 1, does not allow a run. Sam Reimer was 2-for-4 at the plate in that juniors ball game. He had 2 RBIs. Zach Merrill was 1-for-2 from the plate. He had 3 RBIs. Brooks Asher was 1-for-3 at the plate. He had 3 RBIs as Johnson Imperial Homes knocks off Kearney Post 52 by the score of 12-8.
Now, the introduction of the starting lineups here at Duncan Field tonight. Weather-wise, going to be a gorgeous night for American Legion Baseball. The temperature is going to be sitting at 72 degrees here at game time. Winds will be out of the north at about 21 miles per hour, blowing toward the right field corner here tonight. We'll get to the starting lineups brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service. Three convenient locations and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For Hastings 5 points, they will go with Brady Staten leading off. He'll be out in center field tonight. His batting average is sitting at .290 on the season. Will Reimer will be in the number two position tonight. He'll be at shortstop. His batting average is now sitting at .344. And we'll see Kyle Goldenstein, the pitcher. Goldenstein will bat third. His batting average is .348 on the season. He has an overall record on the hill of 2 wins and no losses with an ERA of 7.80. Matt Karloff will be the right fielder tonight. He'll bat fourth. His batting average is sitting at .313. Alex Panganiban will be your first baseman. He'll bat fifth. His average is sitting at .340. Jonas Schultz will be your third baseman. He'll bat sixth with an average of .250. Mason Spilenick will be your second baseman. He'll bat seventh, an average of .321. Then we'll see Zane Nelson, the left fielder. He'll bat eighth with an average of .241. And then Jameson Cockrell will be in the number nine position. He'll be behind the plate tonight. His average is sitting at .270 on the season. So Hastings will go with Staten, Reimer, and Goldenstein. Karloff, Panganiban, and Schultz. Spilenick, Nelson, and Cockrell in the starting lineup here tonight. For Kearney Runza, coached by Brad Archer, they come in here a mark of 8 wins and 6 losses on the season. They are 5-0 in the Cornhusker League, and this is a good, good hitting ball club here tonight. Their team batting average is sitting at .386. Leading off and playing left field tonight for Kearney is going to be Hunter King. His batting average is sitting at .458 on the season. Matt Moore will be your shortstop. He'll bat second. His batting average is sitting at .500. Anthony Pacheco is going to be your center fielder. He'll bat third. His average is at .562. Mitch Heemstra will be your designated hitter. He will bat fourth as his batting average is sitting at .439. Then we'll see Dakota Schreiner. He'll be at third base tonight defensively for Kearney. His batting average at .343. Alec Kowalski will be your first baseman. He'll bat sixth. His batting average is sitting at .333. Then we'll see Blake Altmeyer, the right fielder, his average at .265. Ben Clark will bat eighth. He'll be your second baseman. His batting average is sitting at .211. Then we'll see Jameson Ortley, the catcher. He'll bat ninth on an average of .304. On the mound for Kearney here in this ball game tonight will be Ben Bohr. His overall record is sitting at 2 wins and 1 loss in the season. His ERA of 1.87. So Kearney going to be going with King, Moore, and Pacheco. Heemstra, Schreiner, and Kowalski, Altmeyer, Clark, and Ortley in the starting lineup tonight with the Bohr on the mound. Kearney again 8-6 on the season, 5-0 in the Cornhusker League. Your starting lineups tonight brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, now with 3 locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe, Hastings 5 Points Bank, member FDIC. Got the first pitch straight ahead. You're listening to American Legion Baseball on 1230 KHAS.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion Baseball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online this evening at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings, the home team here tonight at Duncan. Kyle Goldenstein will be on the hill first. His overall record, 2 wins, no losses on the season. He has thrown 11 2/3 innings. for Hastings this year, giving up 13 hits and 19 runs. 13 of those have been earned, 13 base on balls and 16 strikeouts. His ERA against a 7.80. He pitched over the weekend up there in the Fremont tournament. In fact, he pitched on Sunday and was the losing pitcher as Fremont beat Hastings by the score of 10-7. So Hastings sitting at 11-9-1 in the season. They tied Millard North up there in that Fremont tournament over the weekend. So officially 11-9-1. That game was called due to time constraints there. So they chalked up a tie in baseball, and they'll move on here as Hastings will try to get something going here. They've been playing much better baseball as of late. In fact, they've been hitting the ball extremely well. Had 20-plus hits in the doubleheader last night out in North Platte. And now it's got a team batting average of .308 on the season. So Kyle Goldenstein on the mound for Hastings here in this ball game tonight with Jameson Cockrell behind the plate. Alex Panganiban will be at first base. Mason Spilanek will be at second. Will Reimer at shortstop. And Jonas Schultz will be at third base. Out in the outfield, you've got Zane Nelson out in left. Brady Staten out in center. Matt Karloff will be at right field. And the first pitch comes to the plate. It's going to be inside for a ball. 1-0 the count here to Hunter King, who leads things off for Kearney Runza here at Duncan Field tonight. He will bat from the left-hand side. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. And it is now two balls and no strikes. 386 again is the team batting average for Kearney Runza as they get ready to play Hastings here in this ball game tonight. Next pitch from Goldenstein is going to be in there for a strike. Two balls and one strike. Hunter King has yet to swing the bat here as that one goes right down the pipe. 2-1 the count here to Hunter King. His batting average at .458 on the season for Kearney. There's the wind of the pitch by Goldenstein. That's way outside for a ball, and it's 3-1. Three balls and one strike here to Hunter King. Hunter's got 22 base hits and 48 trips to the plate so far this year for Kearney Runza. Here's the wind of the pitch again by Goldenstein. That's going to be a walk as that one is outside. So five pitches there, and a base on ball is given up by Kyle Goldenstein. And Kearney gets their first base runner here in the top half of the first inning. That's something we're not going to be able to do here tonight, and that's give Kearney a lot of extra opportunities on the base paths. This is a team that can score some runs. Matt Moore comes to the plate next. He's the shortstop. He'll also bat from the left-hand side. His season batting average is sitting at .500 on the season. So Matt Moore now comes to the plate. We'll take a pitch in there for a strike. Nothing at one to Matt Moore. He's got 25 base hits and 50 trips to the plate. There's a throw over to first base. Not in time. Hunter King is back in there. So Hunter King is on the base pads there at first base for Kearney. Takes a pretty good lead over there. There's the ball that's going to be fouled away back over the screen. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes to Matt Moore. He'll be followed up by Anthony Pacheco. And we'll see Mitch Heemstra here in the top half of the first inning. Goldenstein working here for Hastings 5 Points Bank. As he gets the sign from Cockrell behind the plate, there's a ball hit toward left field. Zane Nelson goes over, and he's not going to get there. It's going to fall in there for a base hit. Around the bag at second, hitting for third is Hunter King. He's going to be waved home on the play, and pulling up at second base is going to be Matt Moore. So a run is already in, a double there here in the first inning of play. Hunter King has got good speed as he makes it all the way around from first base to score. And after just two batters, Kearney Runza is out on top of Hastings by a score of 1-0. So a base on ball is given up there by Kyle Goldenstein, the pitcher. Then a double there to left center field. Matt Moore produces the first run of the ball game here as he doubles to left field. It's a 1-0 ball game. Kearney has got the lead. And here comes Anthony Pacheco, another left-handed hitter, coming to the plate here for Kearney. So their first three batters at least will bat from the left-hand side against the righty here in Kyle Goldenstein. The pitch to Pacheco is going to be outside for a ball, 1-0. Here comes the next one. It's going to be down low for a ball, two balls and no strikes. So Kyle Goldenstein having a tough time finding the strike zone here in this opening inning of play. He'll work from the stretch with a base runner on at second base. That is Matt Moore. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and it's 3-0. Anthony Pacheco is up there. 27 base hits and 48 trips to the plate. He has walked five times. He has struck out four times so far this year for Kearney. Here comes the 3-0 right down the pipe there, and it's 3-1. Three balls and one strike here to Anthony Pacheco. Boy, his team, his batting average individually is at .562 this year. Flat getting the job done for Kearney Runza. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be swung on, popped up. Left side of the diamond over here in foul territory. Jonas Schultz is going to make the catch. So Pacheco, after getting ahead, three balls and no strikes, comes back and fouls out to the third baseman, Jonas Schultz, over here. And now there's one man out here in the first inning. That's going to bring up the cleanup hitter, Mitch Heemstra. The DH, he'll bat at the number four position. His batting average is sitting at .439 in the season. Heemstra has got 18 base hits and 41 trips to the plate. He's the first right-handed hitter we'll see here in the Kearney lineup, and he will take a strike there on the outside corner, nothing and one. No balls and one strike here to Mitch Heemstra. He's the designated hitter. Dakota Schreiner is due up there next, the third baseman. Goldenstein working from the stretch. There's a ball tapped foul right into the Hastings 5 Points Bank dugout over here on the third base side. If you're just joining us, head coach Steve Illingworth is not with the team tonight. He was arguing a call in the second ball game with a doubleheader last night at North Platte and got thrown out of the ball game. So as the American Legion rules state, you must sit out the following ball game. So his son, David Illingworth, is actually running the team here tonight for the coach. No balls and two strikes, one bat out. Here comes the next pitch to the plate, some off-speed stuff. That's going to fall down low for a ball, and it's now one ball and two strikes. One and two the count here to Mitch Heemstra. Mitch wanted to go after that one, and wisely enough kept the bat on the old shoulder here. One ball and two strikes to Mitch Heemstra. Man is on at second base, and a run is already in the ball game. It's a 1-0 contest. Connie Runs has got the lead over Hastings 5 points. Goldenstein working from the stretch, looks at that runner at second, offers one to the plate, hit towards short. Will Reimer's got it, then bobbles the ball, picks it up, goes to first base, and that's not going to be in time. Yes, it is. Just in time over there at first base, a close call. Good job by Will Reimer at third base. That's a shortstop as he bobbles the ball and then stays after it. And finally gets it over to first base in time. Alex Panganiban with a stretch over there. The runner moves over to third base, but now there's 2 men out. That was close over there at first base. But the plate error, base umpire is over there and makes the call. So there's 2 men out. Now a runner is on at third base. That's going to bring up Dakota Schreiner next. He's the third baseman for Kearney. He will bat from the right-hand side. His batting average on the season is sitting at .343. Goldenstein again offers one to the plate. That's going to be outside for a ball. And it's now one ball and one strike to Dakota Schreiner. He's the number five hitter in the batting order here for Kearney. He's got 12 base hits and 35 trips to the plate so far this year. No extra base hits on the season. No home runs and 6 RBIs. He's got a chance to drive one home right here. There's a ball hit back up to the middle. That's a base hit. So just as they say that, he parks one into center field. State and will pick it up on the roll. Dakota Schreiner gets a single to drive home another run here in the first inning of play. That brings home Matt Moore from third base. That makes it a 2-0 ball game in favor of Kearney. Man is on now at first base. That is Dakota Schreiner. Now Alec Kowalski will come to the plate next. He is the first baseman. Kowalski brings a batting average of .338 to the plate here in inning number one. The pitch by Goldenstein is going to be outside. The ball gets away from Cockrell and running down. A hit first slide down to second base is going to be Schreiner. So Dakota Schreiner moves into scoring position here as he takes second base on the bobbled error from Jameson Cockrell behind the plate. So Kearney's got another man in scoring position at second. 2 men out here in the first inning of play. Next pitch by Goldenstein. Swung out and missed. Kowalski goes after an outside fastball there and swings and misses. 1 ball and one strike here to Alec Kowalski as he bats in the top half of the first inning here at Duncan Field tonight. Goldenstein again from the stretch. This next pitch comes inside. A fastball nearly hits him. 2 balls and one strike here to Alec Kowalski. He's got 1 double to his credit so far this year. No home runs and 7 RBIs. Here comes the next pitch. It's on the inside corner for a strike. And it is now 2 balls and 2 strikes here to Alec Kowalski, the number 6 hitter in the batting order here for Kearney Runza. 2 runs in here in the top half of the first inning on a couple of base hits. Goldenstein trying to get out of a jam here in the first. Next pitch is going to be hit toward left field. Going over is going to be Zane Nelson. And that's going to fall in foul territory by just inches out there. Nelson giving chase down the line at left field. A hard hit ball, but it just falls in foul territory. That would have produced another run. But everybody goes back. Schreiner goes back to second base. Kowalski comes back to the right-hand batter's box. Grabs the club, and he's ready to go. 2 balls and 2 strikes here with 2 men out in the first inning of play. Next pitch by Goldenstein swung on and missed. He strikes him out, and Hastings gets out of the inning. First strike out of the ball game there for Kyle Goldenstein. But Kearney runs it, jumps on Hastings here in the first inning. They score two runs on a couple of base hits, including that RBI double by Matt Moore. Hastings with no errors in the inning. Kearney leaves one man on the base pads. We go to the bottom of the first inning now with a score. Kearney 2, Hastings nothing.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball coverage here tonight on 1230 KHIS. We're at Duncan Field. Getting a late start because of the duration of game number one here tonight. We're in the bottom half of the first inning. Hastings is trailing Kearney by a score of 2-0. Ben Bohr is the guy that's going to be on the mound for Kearney here tonight. Bohr has thrown 15 innings so far this year. His overall record is sitting at 2 wins and 1 loss in the season. He has given up 10 base hits and 5 runs, 4 of those earned. 6 base on balls, 16 strikeouts. His ERA is sitting at 1.87. So Ben Bohr on the mound for Kearney Runza here in this contest. First three guys up there for Hastings will be Brady Staten, also Will Reimer, and Kyle Goldenstein. Around the diamond for Kearney, you've got Alec Kowalski over there at first base. Ben Clark is at second. Matt Moore is at shortstop, and Dakota Schreiner is over here at third base out of the outfield. You've got Hunter King in left. Anthony Pacheco is out there in center field. And Blake Oltmeyer is in right. The catcher tonight for Kearney will be Jameson Ortley. So he sees 5 points back, already in a hole here after the first half of an inning. 2-0 is the score. Kearney scoring 2 in the top half of this inning. We'll see what Hastings can do here in the bottom half of the initial stanza here. Brady Staten is up there first. Batting average is sitting at 290 on the season. Hastings goes to North Platte last night, plays 2 games, splits the decisions, but Hastings played pretty well out there as they hammered out 20 base hits plus in the 2 ball games. As this second pitch is going to be fouled away, 1-1 here to Brady Staten as he comes to the plate here for Hastings 5 points bank. Staten leads the team in at-bats so far this year with 69. He is 20 out of 69 from the plate. That's from the right-hand side. Ben Bohr is a right-handed thrower. There's some off-speed stuff thrown to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. 2 balls and 1 strike. Staten has got 12 base on balls so far this year. That leads the team in that category. He's also got 15 strikeouts, which also leads the team. 2 balls and 1 strike here. Here's the next pitch to Staten. It's going to be down low for a ball. It's 3-1. Staten so far this year has got a double for his extra base hits. No homers. 10 RBIs. With a batting average of 290. Good guy to get on the base pads, too. He leads the team in stolen bases with 8. The count to him right now is at 3 balls and 1 strike. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball, and he walks him. So much like the Kearney half of the inning, Brady Staten, the leadoff batter here in the batting order, gets aboard here. And that's going to bring up Will Reimer next. Reimer is at shortstop again tonight for Hastings. His batting average is sitting at 344. On the season, he has had a good year for Hastings 5 points bank. 21 out of 61 from the plate thus far. He'll bat from the right-hand side. Ben Bohr working from the stretch. Throws a fastball to the plate. It's going to miss down low. A little bit outside. 1-0 the count. So Will Reimer is up there now for Hastings. He has struck out 6 times. He has walked 4 times. Reimer has got his double to his credit. He's also got a triple. No home runs. 8 RBIs. And a batting average of 344 on the season. Ben Bohr looking for the sign now from his catcher, Jameson Ortley. Scores around the bunt, pops it down to first base side. It's fielded there. There's a flip to first base. That's going to be in time, and the sacrifice works as Brady Staten moves over to second base on the play. So the sacrifice works. Will Reimer is tossed out over there at first base. The bunt was actually popped up down the first baseline. It was, fortunately enough, not caught in the air, so the sacrifice works. So they move Brady Staten down to second base in the play in the scoring position. And that's going to bring up Kyle Goldenstein next. Goldenstein has a batting average of .348 on the season for Hastings out of this number three hole. And there's some off-speed stuff thrown there by Ben Boyd. That's going to be in there for a strike, nothing and one. Kyle Goldenstein has got 24 base hits and 69 trips to the plate so far this year. He's got 11 strikeouts. He's got 11 base on balls. Boer again looking in for the sign. Now looks at his runner at second base. That is Brady Staten. There he goes at second base. A pitch is in there for a strike to throw down to third base. Not in time. A stolen base there by Brady Staten. As he ends up at third base, a throw down there by Ortley was right on the money. Down to the third baseman, Schreiner. But sneaking in there is going to be Brady Staten. It was a strike at the plate here. So the count of Kyle Goldenstein is sitting at no balls and two strikes, but Goldenstein now with a chance to drive one home. Hastings has a runner at third base here in the bottom half of the first inning. Here comes the next pitch by Ben Boer. That's going to be outside for a ball. That is now one ball and two strikes. 1-2 the count here to Kyle Goldenstein for Hastings. He'll be followed up by Matt Karloff and then Alex Panganiban. Ben Boer is the pitcher for Kearney. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside. Now the ball gets away from Ortley. Running down the line at third base. In there and scoring. On the play is going to be Brady Staten. So a pass ball and the catcher, Jameson Ortley. And Hastings gets their first run of the ball game. Boy, a base on balls. A stolen base and a pass ball. Produces a run there for Hastings. And now it's a 2-1 ball game in favor of Kearney Runza. One man out, and Kyle Goldenstein looking at a count of two balls and two strikes here at the plate. So 2-2 the count. Here comes the next pitch by Boer that's going to be in there for a called third strike, and Goldenstein goes down. His 12th strikeout of the year and the first strikeout of the night for Ben Boer. Now there's two men out here for Hastings in the bottom half of the first inning. Matt Karloff will come to the plate next. Matt Karloff has a batting average of .313 on the season here for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Karloff has got 20 base hits and 64 trips to the plate. And here comes the first pitch in there. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Matt Karloff out in right field tonight for Hastings 5 Points. Matt has walked 14 times so far this year. He has struck out 10 times. Here comes the 0-1 from Boer. That's on the inside corner for a strike. Nothing and two to Matt Karloff. Karloff has got 4 doubles to his credit so far this year, 2 triples, a home run, 14 RBIs. Batting in the number 4 position here tonight. Racing's 5 points. Here comes the 0-2. That's way outside for a ball. One ball and two strikes. So David Illingworth is in control here tonight for Pops, who got tossed last night at the North Platte, serving a 1-game suspension here according to the American Legion baseball rules. There's a ball that's going to be tapped, and it's going to be in fair territory, back behind the plate. Now a throw down to first base. That's not going to be in time. So it was a third strike there, I believe, on Goldenstein around on Karloff. And then the catcher drops it behind the plate. And Karloff ends up at first base. The throw down there was not in time. So that's going to bring up Alex Panganiban next. So Karloff is on the base pads there at first base. As Ortley, the catcher, drops the third strike, and Karloff ends up at first. And now they're going to pitch to Panganiban. Now the ball gets away again from Ortley. Back to the screen and taking off to second base is going to be Matt Karloff. So Jameson Ortley having some problems behind the dish here for Kearney Runza. Matt Karloff moves into scoring position at second base. Alex Panganiban is your batter here. He's your first baseman. His average is sitting at .340 on the season. For Hastings 5 points as he waits on the pitch here. He's got 18 base hits and 53 trips to the plate. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be tapped foul right here at the plate. And the count is sitting at one ball and one strike. So Hastings has got a run in. And another guy in scoring position, Karloff at second base. And no hits so far here in this first inning. Brady Staten getting home on a walk, a stolen base, and a pass ball. 1-1 the count here with two men out. Next pitch is going to be tapped down to third base side. That's going to be in foul territory. Fielded there by Dakota Schreiner, the third baseman, but obviously foul. And the count goes to 1-2. 370 down the line in left field here at Duncan Field. 367 to right. 405 to the power alleys and 408 to straightaway center. Winds blowing out of the north at 21 miles per hour tonight, blowing toward the right field corner. 1-2 and two men out. Here comes the pitch to the plate. That's going to be hit towards short. Moore picks it up. He goes to first base. The throw is low, but it's dug out of there by Kowalski, and the inning is over. So Alec Panganiban, he's going to ground down from short to first, and the inning is over. Hastings scores one run in the inning, one run on no base hits. No errors on Carney, and one man left on base. We go to the top of the second inning with a score. Carney 2, Hastings 1.
This summer under specially marked Pepsi bottle caps, you can find much more in the refreshing taste you expected. Because through the Pepsi Iconic Summer Promotion, you have a chance to win thousands of prizes. Collect Pepsi caps and redeem them online for icons that can make you a winner. Visit iconicsummer.com to find out what you could win by combining the icons you collect. From digital gear to tickets to the most anticipated sports and entertainment events of the year. Summer only comes once a year, so grab a Pepsi and enjoy its refreshing taste and the thousands of experiences it has in store for you. Collect, combine, and you could win. Uncap your iconic summer. Pepsi, live for now. No purchase necessary. Promotion ends August 10th, 2013. Visit iconicsummer.com for official rules and details.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings and Kearney Runza. Kearney's got the lead 2-1 over Hastings. And coming up there for Kearney here in the bottom or top half of the second inning, well, the bottom third of the order will be Blake Oldmeyer, also Ben Clark and Jameson Ortley. Here those guys get aboard. We'll see the top of the order again in Hunter King. Kearney scoring two runs on two base hits. In the first inning of play, Hastings scoring one run on no hits. So it's a 2-1 ball game as we head to the top of the second inning. And here's another left-handed hitter in the batting order for Kearney Runza. It's going to be Blake Oldmeyer, who is the right fielder. And he takes a pitch here from the righty on the hill. And Hastings and Kyle Goldenstein is going to be down low for a ball. 1-0 the counts. So Oldmeyer has a batting average of .265 so far this season. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be way outside for a ball. And it is now 2-0 to Blake Oldmeyer. Oldmeyer has got nine base hits in 34 trips to the plate so far this year. The next pitch is going to be down low for another ball. So Goldenstein had problems in the first inning. Worked the count with 3-0 numerous times there. And now he's got a 3-0 count here to the leadoff hitter in inning number 2. Goldenstein working from the full windup here. Here's the next pitch. A fastball is going to nick the inside corner for a strike. 3-1. Oldmeyer so far this year leads the team in strikeouts with 8. He's also got 8 base on balls as he stands here in the left-hand batter's box. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. And he has yet to swing the bat either. 3-2 here to Blake Oldmeyer. Ben Clark anxiously waiting here in the on-deck circle for Kearney Runza here in the second. Next pitch is swung on and missed, and he strikes out, goes after an outside pitch. So after falling behind 3-0, Kyle Goldenstein comes back and gets Blake Oldmeyer to strike out. Second strikeout of the ballgame now for Kyle Goldenstein. And now Ben Clark will come up there next. Clark is the second baseman, batting in the number 8 position here tonight for Kearney. His batting average on the year is sitting at .211. So now Clark comes to the plate here for Kearney Runza. There's the pitch by Kyle Goldenstein. Is going to be down low for a ball, 1-0. Ben Clark has got 4 base hits in 19 trips to the plate. In this number 8 position, here comes the next pitch. A fastball is going to be in there for a strike. 1-1 down to Ben Clark. Clark has got a double to his credit so far this year. No home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Batting here with nobody on the base pads in inning number 2. Goldenstein again, a windup in the pitch, hit toward first, fielded there by Panganiban, goes over and taps the bag for the second out. So Ben Clark is retired in the play, 3 unassisted. And that's going to bring up Jameson Ortley next. He is the catcher. the number 9 hitter in the batting order for Connie Runza. Ortley has a batting average of .304 so far this season. Ortley has got 7 base hits and 23 trips to the plate this year. He's got 1 double to his credit, no home runs, and 3 RBIs as he taps this one foul out of play. And the count goes to no balls and 1 strike. Hastings splitting 2 games last night out in North Platte, both extra inning games. It was a marathon evening between Hastings and North Platte last night as they played 18 innings. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. Hits away from the catcher, Jamison Cockrell, back to the screen, but no harm done. Nobody on the base pads. Hastings losing that first ball game last night to North Platte 9-8 in 8 innings. They turned right around and played a 10-inning game. Hastings beating North Platte by a score of 11-8. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be up high for a ball. And it is now 2 balls and 1 strike. 2 men out for Kearney here in the second inning of play. Kearney has got the lead over Hastings by the score of 2-1. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be popped up a mile high. Going to stay in the infield. Reimer, the shortstop, calls for it and makes the catch. So the inning is over as Kearney goes down in order in the second. No runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the second with a score. Kearney 2, Hastings 1.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or? What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Duncan Field, Hastings trailing Kearney by a score of 2-1 as we head to the bottom of the second inning. This weekend, we'll have the 8-Man All-Star Football Classic from the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field. East taking on the West, 35th annual event. 1:30 will be the kickoff on Saturday. We'll have the pregame show at about 1:10 on Saturday afternoon on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. We'll have the play-by-play coverage on our network of stations, so join us on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR Saturday for the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Football Classic. Baseball here tonight at Duncan Field. Hastings trailing in the ballgame on a score of 2-1. We've got numbers 6, 7, and 8 in the batting order coming up here. That's going to be Jonas Schultz, also Mason Spolinick, and Zane Nelson. Hey, those guys get aboard. We'll see Jamison Cockrell here in the second inning. Ben Bohr comes out there to work for Kearney and throws the first pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike to the inside corner. Nothing and one to Jonas Schultz. His batting average in the season is sitting at .250 as he comes to the plate here. 11 base hits and 44 trips to the plate. Next pitch is a curveball. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nice pitch there by Ben Bohr. And the count is at no balls and 2 strikes. Jonas Schultz has walked 11 times so far this year. He has struck out 11 times. Behind the count here at no balls and 2 strikes as Ben Bohr looks in for the sign. He's got it. Here's the pitch. Swung on, tapped toward third. It's going to be in foul territory. So the count remains at no balls and 2 strikes. Schultz so far this year leads the team in doubles. He's got 4. No home runs and 10 RBIs. And his batting average on the season is sitting at .250. Just looking to get a board here in the second inning of play. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight between Kearney and Hastings. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball. And that baby just misses outside. And the count is sitting at 1 ball and 2 strikes. So 1-2 the count here to Jonas Schultz. Hastings at 11-9-1 in the season. Kearney comes in here 8-6. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, a little bit low. And the count now is at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings 5-2 in the Cornhusker League. Kearney is sitting perfect at 5-0. 2 balls and 2 strikes and nobody out here to Jonas Schultz. Next pitch is going to be lifted up toward the outfield. Anthony Pacheco, the center fielder, moves a couple of steps to his right and makes the catch. So Jonas Schultz will fly out to the center fielder, Anthony Pacheco, here in inning number two. That's going to bring up Mason Spolnick next. Spolnick is a second baseman batting in this number seven position in the batting order. His batting average is sitting at .321 in the season. So Mason Spolnick is up there. He's got 17 base hits and 53 trips to the plate. First pitch is going to be fouled down the right field side. And the count goes to nothing and one to Spolnick. Six base on balls. He's got seven strikeouts so far this year. He's got his double to his credit. 13 RBIs as he stands in the right-hand batter's box against the righty and Ben Bohr. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball that's going to be fouled back to the screen. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes here to Spolnick. Zane Nelson anxiously waiting here in the on-deck circle here for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Jonathan Ortley behind the plate here for Kearney. Flashes a sign out there, waits for the pitch, and here it comes. It's going to be down low for a ball. And the count now at 1-2. The number 7 hitter in the batting order here for Hastings 5 Points Bank, Mason Spolnick. Bohr again gets a sign here from Ortley. Here's his full windup. Some off-speed stuff, a curveball that just misses. And the count goes to 2-2. Had a lot of oohs and ahs during the juniors game here tonight. In fact, the manager for Kearney Post 52 got thrown out of the ball game late in that one for arguing some balls and strikes. Here's the next pitch. Going to be fouled away here at the plate. And the count is sitting at 2-2. Must be in the air. Steve Illingworth arguing a call last night in North Platte. Got tossed. He's not with us tonight. Kearney Post 52's head coach. He'll have to serve a one-game suspension in the next ball game. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. That's going to be outside for a ball. It's now 3-2. Both pitchers have thrown a lot of pitches here in the first couple of innings. A lot of full counts, a lot of 3-1 counts here in the first two. Mason Spolnick now looking at a full count of 3-2, one man out here in the bottom half of the second inning. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be just down low, and he walks him. So a base on ball is given up there. That's going to be walk number two in the ball game for Ben Bohr. Heading down to first base on the play is going to be Mason Spolnick. And that's going to bring up Zane Nelson next. He's the left fielder. Nelson's got a batting average of .241 so far this year. He's got 7 base hits and 29 trips to the plate. He has walked 9 times. He has struck out 3 times. Good lead over there from Mason Spolnick at first base. Alec Kowalski will hold him on defensively. He stays put as the pitch comes to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball, 1-0. So Zane Nelson ahead of the count. Again, your base runner down there at first base is going to be Mason Spolnick. He's got 1 stolen base so far this year. So Kowalski will hold him on. A little bit of a gap now between him and the second baseman, Ben Clark, on the right side of the diamond. Here comes the next pitch. That ball is going to be hit towards center field. Pacheco comes on. Pacheco comes on. He can't get there. Pacheco grabs it. He plays it back to the infield, but a base hit there by Zane Nelson. Nelson is aboard at first. Running down to second base in the play is going to be Mason Spolnick. And that's going to bring up the number 9 hitter in the batting order now for Hastings. That's going to be Jameson Cockrell. He is the catcher here in the ball game here tonight. He's got 10 base hits and 37 trips to the plate, a .270 batting average. So Cockrell comes up there. He has walked 6 times, and he has struck out 10 times. He's got 4 RBIs to his credit. Chance to drive one home right now with the man in scoring position. At second base, that is Mason Spolnick. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball, 1-0 the count. So Cockrell, the number 9 hitter in the batting order, batting here with only one man out in inning number 2. Hastings trailing in the ballgame by a score of 2-1. The Kearney runs it tonight. Ben Bohr working from the stretch now. Looks at the runner at second. Offers one to the plate. Swung out and missed. Good pitch there, thrown right at the knees. Cockrell goes around and comes up empty. Comes up with nothing but air. And the count goes to 1-1 now to Jameson Cockrell for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Brady Staten would be next. Staying in the on-deck circle here in the third base side. One man out here in the inning. Of course, Kearney looking for a potential double play ball here. And here comes the pitch. That's going to be popped up right side of the diamond over here in foul territory. First baseman Kowalski comes over to the screen, and it's out of play. 1-2. Legion baseball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. We're at Duncan Field, Cornhusker League affair here tonight. between Kearney Runza and Hastings 5 points. These teams will be involved in the area tournament later on this year, playing the area tournament out in Scotts Bluff this year. 1-2 with one man out. Boer looking at second. Here's the pitch. The play is going to be down low. The ball gets away from Ortley, and advancing one is going to be Spolinek as he moves down to third base on the play. Zen Nelson moves down to second base. So another pass ball or a wild pitch there on either Ortley or Boer, the pitcher. Nevertheless, the runners advance one. And Jameson Cockrell now has a count of 2-2 here at the plate. Now runners on at second and third in scoring position here for Hastings 5 points Bank. Hastings with one base hit in the ball game. That was a single by Zane Nelson. There's a ball hit toward right field. Coming over is going to be Altmaier coming over toward the line, and he's not going to get there, but it's in foul territory. So the count remains at 2-2. Kearney Runza beat Hastings' second ball game of the season this year. Back on May the 20th, they beat us 12-2. That was over in Kearney. Jonas Schultz was the losing pitcher. Hastings pitchers allowed 8 walks and hit 6 batters in that ball game. So Kearney's already beaten us once this year, 12-2. Not a very good pitching performance by our staff over in Kearney in the second game of the year. Next pitch is going to be fouled away again in the first base side. Count remains at 1-2. The score here in this ball game is Kearney 2, Hastings 1. Kearney with 2 runs and 2 base hits so far in this ball game. Hastings with 1 run and 1 hit. Jameson Cockrell waiting here in the right-hand batter's box as Ben Boer climbs back on top of the hill. Now looks in for the sign from his catcher, Ortley. Comes set, looks at the runner at third, offers one to the plate. Curveball that just misses. Gets some oohs and ahs here. 2-2 here to Jameson Cockrell. It should be 3-2. Now they chalk it up. 3-2 here to Cockrell. Runner at second base is Zane Nelson. Mason Spilnick at third. Both guys with pretty good speed here. Here's the next pitch. It can be swung on. Hit toward right field. Foul territory. And the count remains at 3-2 here to Jameson Cockrell. Hastings will have another doubleheader tomorrow night. Actually, they'll play just a single game. It'll be a doubleheader here at Duncan Field. Lincoln Northstar going to be in town. Hastings, Johnson, Imperial Homes will play the first game at 5:30, and then Hastings 5 points will play the second game at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. It's right back here at Duncan Field. 3-2 to Jameson Cockrell, the number 9 hitter in the batting order here for Hastings 5 points Bank. Ben Boer and Kearney Runza trying to get out of the inning here. Next pitch is in there for a called third strike. A breaking pitch there and a called third strike on Jameson Cockrell, so he goes down. That's going to be strikeout number 3 in the ball game now for Ben Boer. That makes it 2 outs now here in the second inning of play as Cockrell is caught looking on the play there as he strikes out for the 11th time this season. And that's going to bring up Brady Staten next, the top of the order here. Staten, he worked out a base on balls to begin the ball game in the bottom half of the first. He will take a pitch there for a strike, nothing and one. Hastings with the base runners on at second and third base. Trailing by a run here in the bottom half of the second inning is 2-1. Staten is at the plate. His batting average is sitting at 290 in the season. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike right at the knees. Good pitch there by Ben Boer. Again, it's nothing and two. Brady Staten had a base on balls in the first. Had a stolen base in there and then came in the score. The only run of the ball game for Hastings thus far on a pass ball. Hastings scored 1 run on no hits there in that first inning. Staten behind here, 2-2. Here comes the next pitch, swung on and missed, and he strikes him out. Strikeout number 4 in the ball game now for Ben Boer. Hastings moves runners in the scoring position at second and third, but they cannot score. Hastings scores no runs on 1 base hit, no errors on Kearney, 2 men left on base. We go to the top of the third with a score, Kearney 2, Hastings 1.
5 Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. 5 Points Bank, the better bank.
Incorporated. Better service built this business.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated. Better service built this business.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Duncan Field, Hastings trailing Kearney by a score of 2-1 here in this one. Major League Baseball going on here tonight. Boston Red Sox out on top of the Tampa Bay Rays. The score is 2-1. They're in the top half of the ninth inning. Middle of the seventh inning, you've got the Philadelphia Phillies leading the Minnesota Twins 3-2. Bottom of the first inning, no score between the Yankees and the Athletics tonight. Bottom of the first inning, you've got the Houston Astros and the Mariners. They are scoreless. Final score in today, the Los Angeles Angels beat Baltimore by a score of 9-5. The Kansas City Royals this afternoon beat the Detroit Tigers in 10 innings by the score of 3-2. And Toronto and Chicago postponed by rain tonight. It's the National League scores in just a second here as Kearney is up to the plate in the top half of the third inning. Kyle Goldenstein comes back out for Hastings. The throw, there's a ball that's going to be hit toward right center field. Coming over, they can't get there. Matt Karloff picks it up there for Hastings in right field. So a leadoff single here by Hunter King. It's a Kearney, a base runner here early in this third inning of play. So Kearney has had their leadoff man out in the first and third inning so far. They went down in order in inning number two. So Hunter King is aboard here for Kearney. And that's going to bring up Matt Moore next. Matt Moore had that double to produce a run in the first inning of play. So Moore comes back up there for the second time tonight. He'll bat from the left-hand side. Hunter King is your base runner down there at first base now for Kearney. Alex Panganiban will hold him on over there. Mason Spilnick at second base for Hastings. Will Reimer is at shortstop, and Jonas Schultz is over there at third. 2-1, Kearney's got the lead. Here comes the next pitch from Goldenstein in there for his strike to throw down to second base as the runner is going. It's not going to be in time. The ball gets away in the middle of the diamond, getting back on his feet and running down to third base is going to be Hunter King. So King gets a stolen base there and then moves down to third base. On the play down there at second as it got away from both Will Reimer, the shortstop, and Mason Spilnick, the second baseman. So Hunter King is now on at third base. And the count here at the plate is sitting at two balls and no strikes. You just can't afford to make those little mistakes. That's going to be a stolen base and an error chalked up there on Hastings on the play. And here comes the next pitch to the play. It's going to be inside for a ball, and it's now 2-1. So a stolen base and an error allowing Hunter King to move from first to third in the play. Now Goldenstein is falling behind the number two hitter in the batting order here, and Matt Moore, three balls and one strike. There's the ball hit toward left field. Zane Nelson comes over. He makes the catch. He bobbles it. He hang on to it. Yes, he did. But tagging up from third base and scoring in the play is going to be Matt or for a third base is Hunter King. So a sliding catch out there by Zane Nelson out in left field. Looked like he bobbled the ball a little bit. The base umpire had to look twice here to make sure he held on to the baseball out there. He did. But Hunter King, in the meantime, he tags up from third base and comes in to score easily on the play. Now Kearney has got a 3-1 lead over Hastings here in the third inning. Anthony Pacheco comes up there next. And a pitch to him is going to come back to the screen. 1-0 the count. Pacheco, he fouled out to the third baseman back there in inning number one. He's a tough out, though. Batting average at .562. On the season for Kearney Runza. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. And the count now is at two balls and no strikes here to Anthony Pacheco for Kearney Runza as they bat here in this third inning of play. We'll wind up again from Goldenstein. Next pitch is going to be in there. It's going to be a strike on the inside corner on the lefty. And now the count is sitting at two balls and one strike here to Pacheco. He's got an on-base percentage of .623 so far this year. Not too shabby. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. It's now 3-1. Three balls and one strike here to Pacheco. Mitch Heemstra, the designated hitter, is due up there next. One man out here in the inning. The base pads are empty. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. So a base on balls given up there by Goldenstein as Pacheco Heads down to the bag. Golden Sean, he walked a man in the first inning. That's his second walk of the contest here as Pacheco gets a free pass as he walks for the sixth time this season. Now Mitch Heemstra will come to the plate next. He's the DH. Heemstra, he grounded out his first time up there. So Mitch Heemstra rolls to the plate here in the third. Here's the pitch to him. It's going to be down low. Good stop there from behind the plate by Cockrell. The ball goes bouncing off of his chest protector out in front of the plate. Staying put at first base is going to be Anthony Pacheco. Dakota Schreiner would be next, and then Alec Kowalski. Hastings trying to get out of the inning here with no further damage done. Kearney has scored two runs in the first and now one so far here in the third inning of play. They've got a 3-1 lead. There goes a runner at first base. The throw down there is not going to be in time. And again, the ball gets away from Reimer, but staying put at second is going to be Pacheco. So Anthony Pacheco gets a stolen base here as he moves into scoring position. And the count here on Mitch Heemstra at the plate is sitting at one ball and one strike. So Kearney able to do a little running here against the Hastings defense, in particular the catcher Jameson Cockrell. 1-1 the count. Here's the next pitch. It'll be tapped foul. Third base side. And the count now at one ball and two strikes. 1-2 the count here to Mitch Heemstra. So far this year he has struck out three times. He has not walked in 41 official trips to the plate. He's behind here in the count of one ball and two strikes. Standing here in the right-hand batter's box. Here's the next pitch. A check swing. This could be outside and down low. And the count is sitting at two balls and two strikes. Golden Sean has thrown a lot of pitches so far in two-plus innings here. As we're working in the top half of the third. 3-1. Kearney has got the lead over Hastings. Kearney's got a base runner on at second base. That's Pacheco. The count at the plate, two balls, two strikes. Next pitch is down low again. Scooped up by Jameson Cockrell. And the count is sitting at three balls and two strikes. There's just not anybody in the batting order here for Kearney that Hastings can really work over. All nine of their batters got a pretty good batting average. Next pitch is going to be popped up toward right field. Karloff goes back. Karloff goes back. Karloff goes back, and he cannot make the catch out there in right field. Holding at second, now coming to third is Pacheco. He's going to round the bag at third. He's on the way home. He's going to score. And pulling up at third base on a play is going to be Heemstra. Pacheco, he was just kind of hanging around the bag at second, just in case Matt Karloff could make the catch out there in right field. And we saw the ball went over his head. Pacheco took off. He scores easily. That makes it a 4-1 ball game now in favor of Kearney Runza. And pulling up at third base on a play is going to be Mitch Heemstra. He gets a triple to right field as Karloff cannot make the play out there for Hastings 5 points back. It's a 4-1 ball game now. One man out here in the third, and that's going to bring up Dakota Schreiner next. He is a third baseman. His batting average at .343. So Mitch Heemstra gets credited there with a triple. That's his first triple of the season. He pulls up at third base. Drives home another run for Kearney Runza. Hastings is digging themselves a hole here early in this contest. It's 4-1. The pitch by Goldenstein is going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Here comes the next one by Kyle. That ball is going to be fouled away. First base side out of play. And the count now with one ball and one strike. We're at Duncan Field and Hastings there tonight. Second meeting of the season between these two teams. Kearney winning the first one. Second game of the year at 12-2 over at Memorial Field in Kearney. Here comes the 1-1. That's going to be fouled away again. And the count is at one ball and two strikes. Get into the juniors ball game here tonight. Long one. Johnson Imperial Homes knocked off Kearney Post 52 by the score of 12-8. Hastings scored six runs in the fifth inning, all with two men out. As the ball is going to be hit towards short, Reimer's got it on the hop. He goes to first base and throws a little bit off target, but grabbing the ball over there is going to be Alex Panganiban. They get the out now, and Dakota Schreiner over there at first base. That one retired into play from short to first, but coming in to score from third base on the play is going to be Mitch Heemstra. So after he hits that triple to right field, he comes home on the ground out by Dakota Schreiner. That makes it a 5-1 ball game now in favor of Kearney. And that's going to bring up Alec Kowalski next. He is the first baseman. Kowalski's got a hefty batting average, too. That's number six position, sitting at .333. He ended the first inning as he struck out. Kowalski's 0-1 here in this ball game. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike, 1-1. One ball and one strike here to Alec Kowalski for Kearney Runza. Kowalski has got 8 base hits and 24 trips to the plate so far this year. There's a breaking pitch that's going to stay up high for ball. It's 2-1. Kowalski's got 1 double to his credit this year. No home runs and 7 RBIs. Base pads are empty right now for Kearney. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be lifted to center field. Staten going to his left. Staten going to his left, and he makes the catch out there. So Brady Staten makes the catch out in center field to end the inning for Kearney. But Kearney runs it, comes up with 3 runs here in this third inning of play. 3 runs on a couple of base hits. No errors on Hastings, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the third now with a score. Kearney 5, Hastings 1.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion Baseball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Get you some more Major League Baseball scores on the scoreboard tonight. We've got the Cleveland Indians leading the Texas Rangers. That's 5-1. They're in the bottom half of the seventh inning. A final score in. It was the Pittsburgh Pirates beating the San Francisco Giants today, 12-8. Final score, the New York Mets 5, the St. Louis Cardinals 1. Final score, Milwaukee 10, the Florida Marlins 1. Top of the sixth inning, the Washington Nationals leading the Colorado Rockies 2-0. Bottom of the second inning, no score between the Diamondbacks and the Dodgers. Final score from this afternoon, you had the Cincinnati Reds over the Chicago Cubs. Final score of 2-1. Also this afternoon, the San Diego Padres over the Atlanta Braves. Final score of 5-3. There's a bunt laid down, first base side. It's going to be in foul territory. That brings you up to date on all the Major League Baseball activity. Again, the Kansas City Royals picking up a 10-inning win today as they beat the Detroit Tigers by the score of 3-2. 3 runs and 8 base hits for Kansas City in that ball game. 2 runs and 7 hits in the contest for the Detroit Tigers. Hastings trailing here in this ball game on a score of 5-1. This is Will Reimer at the plate, the number 2 hitter in the batting order for Hastings, 5 points. Count to him is sitting at 1 ball and 1 strike. Ben Bohr stays out there for Kearney Runza here in this bottom of the third. Reimer takes a look at a pitch there, sends it toward third. Backhanded there by Schreiner. Nice play. Throw across the diamond is going to be in time. Great play down there at third base by Dakota Schreiner. Backhands the ball right on the foul line down there behind third base. It makes the long throw over to first baseman Alec Kowalski to record the out. So Kyle Goldenstein comes up there next for Hastings. He struck out back there in inning number 1. So we've got numbers 2, 3, and 4 in the batting order here for Hastings in the third. They're trying to produce some runs here. Goldenstein is up there now. Brought a batting average to the ballpark tonight of 348, but he's already 0-1 here in this one. He takes a pitch down low for a ball here. 1 ball and no strikes to Kyle Goldenstein. Karloff would be next, and then Alex Pangan-Eben if Hastings can get something going here in the third. Next pitch by Bohr is going to be down low for a ball, 2-0 the counts. So Kyle Goldenstein up there for Hastings trying to get some things going to help his own cause here. 24 out of 69. 24 base hits and 69 trips to the plate coming in here. Next pitch is going to be a fastball. It's going to be up high for a ball, and it's now 3-0. Goldenstein has struck out 11 times so far this year. He has also walked 11 times. He's ahead on the count here at 3 balls and no strikes. Here comes the next one. He just stands there and it's right down the pipe, 3-1. So he's taking all the way on that one. There's David Erlingworth down in the third base coaching box flashing the signs. Bohr has walked 2 guys so far, 1 in the first and 1 in the second. Here comes the 3-1. That ball is going to be hammered towards center field. Pacheco can't come in and grab it, so it's a base hit there by Kyle Goldenstein. Hastings gets their second base hit of the ball game as Goldenstein sends one to center. And that's going to bring up Matt Karloff next. So Hastings with a couple of base hits here in the ball game. Zane Nelson has got one. Now Goldenstein has got one. And Karloff will come to the plate next. Hastings has been swinging the bats pretty well as of late. They have lifted their team batting average down to .308 on the season. It was right around the .240-.250 mark all of last season. So here comes Matt Karloff to the plate. It's going to be a pitch up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Alex Panganiban would be next, and then Jonas Schultz. Down there at first base, it's going to be Kyle Goldenstein for Hastings 5 Points Bank. He has swiped 6 bases so far this year as he inches away from first base there. Boer looks that way. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. Swung on and missed. Hard swing by Matt Karloff. And the count now at 1-1. Karloff takes a look at the headman down there in the third base coaching box, David Ellingworth, who is making all the calls here tonight. 1-1 with one man out. Here comes the next pitch by Boer. A check swing. They look out to the base umpire. They say, yeah, you went around with it. 1-2. 1-2 the count here to Matt Karloff as he bats in the third inning of play for Hastings 5 Points. Again, he takes a stroll around that right-hand batter's box and now re-enters. Takes a couple of practice swings. He has walked 14 times so far this year. He has struck out 10 times. There's a throw to first base. That's not in time. Diving back in there is going to be Goldenstein. Applying the tag was Alec Kowalski, but not in time. Goldenstein back in there. Now he stands up, brushes himself off over there at first base. Boer climbs on top of the hill here for Carney. Looks in for the sign from his catcher, Jameson Ortley. Comes to the belt, now offers one to the plate. That's going to be swung away. It's going to be fouled out of play. So the count remains in 1-2. Legion baseball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings will face Lincoln North Star tomorrow. 7-inning ball game beginning at 8 o'clock here. Johnson Imperial Homes will take on Lincoln North Stars Juniors beginning at 5:30 tomorrow night. Here comes the 1-2. The runner is going at first base. The pitch is inside. The throw down there is not going to be in time. A hit first slide there by Goldenstein. So Goldenstein takes off. He's got a stolen base there. The pitch was inside of Matt Karloff, so the count on him is sitting at 2-2. But Hastings has now worked their way into a scoring situation here. As Kyle Goldenstein, a head first slide down there at second base, is in the scoring position now. He takes his lead down there at second as Boer looks in for the sign. 2-2 the count here to Matt Karloff. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be some off-speed stuff again that just misses. And now the count is sitting at 3-2. Hastings has been able to score some runs the past couple of ball games. Last night out of North Platte, they put some runs on the board. 11-8, respectively. Scored 7 runs in the ball game against Fremont on this Sunday. There's a ball that's going to be hit toward left field. Hunter King settles under it and makes the catch. And the runners will stay put. So Matt Karloff, after getting ahead on the count, will fly out to the left fielder, Hunter King, with his second out of the inning. And that's going to bring up Alex Panganiban next. Panganiban, he grounded out to end inning number 1. So he's back up there again. Similar situation here at the bottom of the third inning. Runner is on at second base. That is Goldenstein. Panganiban, he grounded out his first time up. And his batting average to start the day was at .340. Here's the pitch to him. It's going to be fouled away in the first base side out of play. So giving the old ball chasers a workout here early in this one. Scheduled for 7 in American Legion baseball action here tonight. Hastings played 2 extra inning games last night. 8-10 innings out of North Platte. So it was a long night, and they're back on the diamond here on the next night. 0-1 to Alex Panganiban here in the bottom half of the third inning as Boer comes set again. Looks at the runner at second base, offers one to the plate. It's going to be hit toward third, foul territory. So Alex Panganiban now looking at a count of no balls and 2. Jonas Schultz will be next, and then Mason Spolnick, if one of these guys can keep things rolling along here. There's 2 men out for Hastings here in the bottom of the third. Alex Panganiban again digs back in here in the right-hand batter's box. Ben Bohr looking in for the sign from his catcher, Jamison Ortley. He's got it as he comes set. Now he steps off of the rubber and looks at the runner. At second base, Goldenstein back to the bag. New Musco lights are on here at Duncan Field as we play here in the bottom half of the third inning. Winds continue to blow out of the north at about 20, 21 miles an hour, blowing toward the right field corner here tonight. 5-1, Carney's got the lead. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. It's on the way. That ball's going to be hit to left field. That's going to be a base hit. Around the bag at third. Coming home is going to be Goldenstein. The ball fielded out there by Hunter King. The throw comes in. It's cut off. Alex Panganiban gets the third hit of the ball game for Hastings. A run scoring single. That brings it Goldenstein around from second base to score for Hastings. And all of a sudden, it's a 5-2 ball game now in favor of Carney Runza. And now Jonas Schultz comes up there next. So a two-out RBI single by Alex Panganiban plays a run here for Hastings to make it a 5-2 ball game. As Jonas Schultz comes up there next, he's 0-1 so far tonight. Lee flew out to center field back there to begin inning number two. Bohr works in the stretch. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike about letter high. And the count goes to no balls and one strike here to Jonas Schultz. Hastings trying to get back into the ball game. They're trailing now by a score of 5-2. Jonas Schultz on the season, 11 base hits and 44 trips to the plate. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be tap foul on the third base side. And the count is at no balls and two strikes here to Jonas Schultz. Mason Spilenick would be next. Connie, they scored their runs in the first and third innings. Two in the first and three more in the third. Hastings scoring a run in the first and one in the third inning of play. Panganiban is down there at first base for Hastings. No balls and two strikes at the plate. Next pitch is going to be, wow, just outside. Just misses outside, and it's one ball and two strikes. Jonah kind of leaning into that one there, trying to protect the outside portion of the plate. He doesn't swing at it, but the home plate umpire says it was just outside. One ball, two strikes. Panganiban down there at first base. Bohr looks over his left shoulder toward first. Comes set on the hill. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball that misses. Now the ball gets away from Ortley, the catcher, and running down to second base on the play is going to be Panganiban. So Hastings has a base runner now in scoring position at second. That's Alex Panganiban with Jonas Schultz working here at the plate. Two balls and two strikes. Two men out. We roll the deuces here in inning number three. 5-2 is the score. Carney's got the lead. Ben Bohr again. Is that the belt? Here's the pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low. Again, the ball gets away from Ortley. Picks it up. He throws it down to third base. They've got him by a mile. There's a tag. They've got him for a mile. Alex Panganiban is thrown out at third base on the play, attempting to advance. Jamison Ortley couldn't find the ball there momentarily. The catcher for Carney runs and then locates the ball, and he throws it down to the third baseman, Dakota Schreiner, and they had the base runner, Alex Panganiban, by several steps down there at third base. So the inning is over. Hastings scores one run here in the third on a couple of base hits. No errors on Carney and nobody left on base. We go to the top of the fourth now with a score. Carney 5, Hastings 2.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion Baseball tonight, 1230 KHIS, also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics, pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more, visit their website at www.hastings.edu. Numbers 7, 8, and 9 in the batting order here for Carney Runza. Come up there in the fourth inning of play. That's Blake Altmeyer, Ben Clark, and then Jamison Ortley. And those guys get aboard. We'll see the dangerous Hunter King up there. Coming back out and throwing for Hastings here in the inning is going to be Kyle Goldenstein. Goldenstein so far has given up 5 runs and 4 base hits here in the ball game. He has walked 2. Goldenstein has struck out 2 batters so far. And now he falls behind on the count here at 2-1 to Blake Altmeyer, who started the day with a batting average of .265 for Carney Runza. There's the next pitch. Going to be way outside for a ball. That's 3-1. So Goldenstein's been falling behind the hitters here most of the night, and he does that again here to lead off the fourth inning. Here comes the 3-1. It's going to be outside for a ball, and on 5 pitches, he walks him. So a baseline ball's there. Carney gets another free pass. That's the third walk of the ball game now for Goldenstein. He sent Carney down in order in the second inning. Other than that, Carney's had their base runners on here. In fact, they've had their leadoff man on now in the first, second, actually the first, third, and now the fourth. Ben Clark comes up there next. Clark is the second baseman. He went back to the first baseman back there in inning number 2, so he's 0 for 1 tonight. Batting average of .211 on the season. He squares around the bunt here, pulls it back, and will take a strike for his efforts. No balls and 1 strike here to Ben Clark as he backs out of the batter's box and takes a look at their head coach down there in the third base coaching box. That is Brad Archer. No balls and 1 strike and nobody out. Again, he squares around the bunt. Takes a pitch down low for a ball here. And it is now 1-1 to Clark, the number 8 hitter in the batting order for Carney Runza. Jamison Ortley would be next. Hunter King and then Matt Moore. Carney trying to tack on some runs here in this fourth inning, already leading by a score of 5-2. Goldenstein has went all the way for Hastings on the mound. There's a quick throw to first base. Now the ball gets away from the first baseman, Panganiban, on his feet and running towards second is going to be Altmeyer. Makes a big turn down there, and he'll stay put at second base. So that's going to be an error chalked up on Hastings on the throw over to first base. Not a very good one from Kyle Goldenstein. It was down in the dirt. Panganiban could not handle it over there at first. So an error chalked up there on Hastings. That's their second error of this contest. Blake Overmeyer is now in scoring position at second base for Carney. Goldenstein offers up another one to the plate. There's a swing and a miss. An inside fastball that Clark cannot pull the trigger on. 1-2 now to Clark. It's on the day with a batting average of .211. No home runs. He has driven home 5 runs. Next pitch is a fastball way upstairs. And it is now even up at 2-2 to Ben Clark. Clark so far this year has walked once and he has struck out 4 times. Count even to him right now as Goldenstein looks towards second. Throws into the plate and it's going to be a called 3rd strike on the outside corner. So Goldenstein nibbling away there gets a strikeout. That's going to be strikeout number 3 in the ball game for Kyle. And that's going to bring up Jamison Ortley next, the catcher. In this number 9 position, he flew out to the shortstop back there in inning number 2, so he's 0 for 1 tonight. Batting average on the year is sitting at .304. He takes a pitch on the outside corner there for a strike and has nothing into one to Jamison Ortley. Carney has got a runner on in scoring position at second base. That is Altmeyer. Now there's 1 man out. Goldenstein's next pitch is swung on and a foul tap here at the plate. Nothing in 2 to Jamison Ortley. So Goldenstein trying to wiggle out of another jam here in this fourth inning. He just cannot allow Carney to get extra base runners and extra scoring opportunities. Here comes the next pitch to the play. It's going to be down low, a little bit outside. And the count of 1-2. So 3 walks Goldenstein has given up so far tonight. And the Hastings defense has given up 2 errors. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. We're now even up at 2-2 to Jamison Ortley for Carney Runza. He has walked 1 time so far this year. And he has struck out 4 times. backs out of the batter's box and now re-enters. Here comes the 2-2 pitch by Goldenstein. That ball's going to be hit toward left field way out in foul territory. And the count remains at 2-2. Back in even at first base. Spelnick is at second. Will Reimer is at shortstop. Jonas Schultz is at third base. Jameson Cockrell behind the plate tonight. Next pitch is going to be way up high for a ball. It's now 3-2. On the outfield, you've got Zane Nelson out in left. Brady Staton is out in center. Matt Karloff is out in right field tonight. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. It's on the way, and it's going to be outside for a ball, and he loses him. So Jameson Ortley gets a base on balls here. Walk number 4 in the ball game, given up by Goldenstein. He heads down to first base. On in second base, it's going to be Blake Holtmeyer. And now Hunter King comes up there next. Now we've got these trio of left-handed hitters up here in the number 1, 2, and 3 spots. One man out. Carney with a chance to do some more damage here in the fourth inning. There's a ball hit right back to the mound. Goldenstein goes to second for one over to first base, and that's going to be not in time. So they get one out of the deal as they chop down Jameson Ortley down there at the bag at second. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Blake Holtmeyer. So Hunter King is aboard here. And that's going to bring up Matt Moore next. They chop down the runner at the second base there. That's the second out of the inning. And now Matt Moore will come up there. So runners are on now at first and third base. Hunter King is on at first. Blake Holtmeyer is over there at third base. Matt Moore, who had a double to produce a run in the first inning, will come to the plate next. Another lefty. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be up high for a ball. 1-0 the count here to Matt Moore. Anthony Pacheco would be next. 5-2 is the score. Carney has got the lead. We're in the top half of the fourth inning. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight at Duncan Field. Next pitch is going to be way outside for a ball. And it is now 2-0. So Goldenstein got the loss on Sunday when Hastings 5 Points Bank played in the final game of the Fremont tournament. Dropped one to the host team, Fremont, by a score of 10-7. Now he's back out here in this Cornhusker League affair tonight. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be up high for a ball. It's now 3-0. 3-0 here to Matt Moore. Runners are on at first and third base. Boy, you don't want to bring Anthony Pacheco to the plate with the bases loaded here. He's got to come home with this pitch. 3-0 the count. It's way outside and he walks him. So at base on balls, that's going to be number 5 in the ball game now for Goldenstein. Moore heads down to first. Hunter King is on at second base. On at third base is going to be Blake Holtmeyer. And now the dangerous Anthony Pacheco comes to the plate. He's a center fielder. He has walked once and he has fouled out to the third baseman so far in this ball game. So he's officially 0-1 in this one. He sends that one out to center field. Brady Staton comes on and Staton is going to make the catch and the inning is over. So Pacheco gives that baby a ride, but right at the center fielder, Brady Staton, and the inning is over. Carney leads. The base is full in the fourth. Carney scores no runs on no hits. Hastings committing one error in the inning. 3 men left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth. The score, Carney 5, Hastings 2.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888, or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
We're Shelter Insurance. We view life insurance a little differently.
We think the most thoughtful gift you can give your family doesn't come with a bow.
We know that a life should be measured by more than just dollars and cents. And we know you'll love the peace of mind life insurance gives you.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field, Carney has got 5 runs, 4 base hits, no errors in the ball game. Hastings with 2 runs, 3 base hits, and 2 errors. Ben Bohr comes back out and throws for Kearney Runza here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Coming up there for Hastings will be 6, 7, and 8 in the batting order. That'll be Jonas Schultz and Mason Spilinick and Zane Nelson. Any one of those guys can get aboard. We'll see Jamison Cockrell coming to the plate here in the fourth. Hastings is trailing by 3 runs, 5-2. Jonas Schultz, the third baseman, comes up there. He's 0 for 1 so far tonight. He flew out to the center field in his only plate appearance. And here he takes a strike, nothing and one. No balls and one strike to Jonas Schultz. Again, his batting average to start the day was at 250. Hastings 5 points back as he comes to the plate here in the fourth. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. It's going to be in there for another strike. Nothing and two. So Jonas Schultz up there, 11 base hits and 44 chips to the plate coming in here. 11 base on balls and 11 strikeouts. Swinging from the right-hand side here against the righty on the mound, that's Ben Bohr. The line of the pitch by Ben, that's going to be just outside. And the count is at 1-2. Jamison Ortley set up on the outside portion of the plate. Pitch was right there, but a little bit too far outside. Trying to make Jonas Schultz chase after a outside pitch there. 1-2. Here comes the next one. Off-speed stuff that's going to be fouled off on the third base side. 1-2. Again, Steve Illingworth, the manager for Hastings, the head coach, not with the team tonight. He was thrown out of the ball game last night in the second contest of the doubleheader. And per the rules in the American Legion, when you get tossed, you have to sit a game. So he's serving his one-game suspension here tonight. There's a swing and a miss. And a strikeout there as Jonas Schultz goes down swinging. That's going to be strikeout number 5 in the ball game now for Ben Bohr. And that's going to bring up Mason Spilinick next. So Bohr has got 5 strikeouts. He has got 2 walks in the ball game, and Hastings has got 3 base hits. Mason Spilinick comes up there next, and he fouls away the first pitch back to the screen, nothing and one. Spilinick started the day with a batting average of 321 for Hastings 5 points. Came in 17 out of 53 from the plate. 6 base on balls and 7 strikeouts. 5-2, Kearney has got the lead. Bohr again, his windup and delivery is going to be down low for a ball. 1-1 the count. Nelson and Cockrell as Hastings tries to get something going here. Hastings playing 1 run in the first inning of play and 1 in the third. Had some base runners in the second but could not score. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. It's going to be down low for another ball. And it is now 2-1 here to Mason Spilinick. Spilinick waiting here in the right-hand batter's box. He's got a double to his credit so far this year for his extra base hits, 13 RBIs. Next pitch is going to be onside and down low. The ball gets away from Ortley behind the plate, but no damage done. Nobody on the base pads. And the count goes to 3-1 here to Mason Spilinick. Spilinick backs out of the right-hand batter's box and takes a look at David Illingworth down there in the third base coaching box. Steps back in. Ben Bohr just his cap out there. Now he's ready to go as he looks for the sign from Ortley. He's got it. Here comes the 3-1 pitch to the plate. That's going to be down low for a ball, and he walks him. So a strikeout and a walk so far here in the fourth inning of play. And that's going to bring up Zane Nelson next. So that is the third walk of the ball game now, given up by Ben Bohr. And now the pitching coach for Kearney is going to come out and have a little chat here with his pitcher. As he's protecting a 3-run lead right now in the bottom half of the fourth inning. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight at Duncan Field. And now the home plate umpire is going to go out and break up the conference on the hill. Getting the first ball game tonight, it was Johnson Imperial Homes knocking off Kearney Post 52 by a score of 12-8. Hastings 12 runs, 9 hits, no errors in the ball game. Kearney Post 52 had 8 runs, 9 hits. They had 3 errors. Hastings did a lot of their damage in the fifth inning. They scored 6 runs in the fifth with 2 men out. Zach Merrill came out and threw 2 innings of scoreless relief to pick up the win for Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes. 1 strikeout, 1 walk. Sam Reimer, the hitting star in the ball game, 2-for-4, 2 RBIs. Zach Merrill, 1-for-2, 3 RBIs. Brooks Asher, 1-for-3, 3 RBIs for Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes. As they beat Kearney Post 52 in the juniors game tonight by a score of 12-8. Hastings with a base runner on at first base. That is Mason Spilnick. Zane Nelson is the guy at the plate. He's the left fielder for Hastings. He had a single back there in the second inning of play, so he's one for one tonight. So on the night with a batting average of 241. Boer stays out there. He comes set, looks at the runner at first base. Runner stays put. Pitch comes to the plate, in there for a strike. One ball and one strike down to Zane Nelson. Spilnick down there at first base. He has got one stolen base to his credit so far this year. It's not really a base-stealing threat, although he's got a pretty good lead over there right now. At first, Kowalski will hold him on for Carney. Here comes the, nope, it's going to be a throw to first base. And diving back in there is going to be Spilnick. Tag applied by Kowalski, but not in time. So the count here at the plate is at no balls and two strikes to Zane Nelson. Jameson Cockrell is in the on-deck circle here. Racing's 5 points back. Here comes the 0-2 pitch, but it's not going to come to the plate. It's going over to first base again. Back hitting there is going to be Spilnick. So back-to-back throws to the bag at first. And now Ben Boer will settle down and take a look at his catcher, Jameson Ortley, who gives him the sign. Runner stays put at first base, and the pitch comes in. And a called third strike on the inside corner. Nice pitch there by Ben Boer. After throwing a couple of times over to first base, he delivers in a big way at the plate. Strikeout number 6 in the ball game now for Boer, as that one just nicks the inside corner and the righty there, Zane Nelson. And that's going to bring up Jameson Cockrell next. So 6 strikeouts now in the ball game for Ben Boer. He's got 3 walks. He's given up 3 base hits. As the ball hit the left center field, coming over is going to be King. He can't get there. Fielded by the center fielder Pacheco. And the number 9 hit in the batting order, Jameson Cockrell, gets a base hit here in inning number 4. So Cockrell is on at first base. Mason Spilnick moves over to second base on the play. That's going to bring up the top of the order now. Brady Staten comes up there next for the third time. Staten had a walk in the first inning of play, and he struck out in inning number 2, so he's 0-for-1 officially in this ball game. Start of the day with a batting average of 290 for Hastings 5 Points Bank. 2 men out here in the fourth. Hastings trailing by 3 runs, 5-2. Ben Boer working from the stretch. Throws one to the plate, some off-speed stuff there that misses inside. And it is now 1 ball and no strikes. Nobody up and throwing right now for Carney Runza here in this fourth inning, which doesn't mean much. A lot of these guys can pitch and play in the field or the outfield for head coach Brad Archer. 1 ball and no strikes. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike, 1-1. That one nicks the inside corner. And Brady State now looking at kind of 1 ball and one strike. Staten with a chance to be the hero here in this fourth inning of play. He has walked 12 times so far this year. He has struck out 15 times. But he's got a team leading 10 RBIs on the season. Or check that, 10 RBIs. He's behind Kyle Goldenstein, who has knocked home 16 runs. Next pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen. And the count is at 1 ball and 2 strikes here. 1-2 the count to Brady Staten. Staten's a good guy to get on the base paths. He does lead the team in stolen bases this year. He's got 8 of those. Runners are on at first and second base right now with 2 men out. Staten is looking to make some contact here. Now he backs out of the batter's box as Ben Boer was taking too much time out there. Staten takes a couple of practice swings, and now he re-enters. Dave Illingworth again down into the third base coaching box for Hastings, looking on. 1 ball and 2 strikes here at the plate. In the fourth inning of play, Boer looks at the runner at second base. Boer offers one of the plays. It's going to be down low. Again, it's blocked there by catcher Ortley. Now Ortley wants to go out and have a couple of words with his pitcher and Ben Boer. So 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carney batting here in the fourth inning of play. They're out on top of Hastings by the score of 5-2 here in the ball game. Each team now with 4 base hits. Hastings looking to get something down here. He slices into this Carney lead. Runners are on at first and second base. Spilnick is on at second. Cockrell is over there at first base. The count here at the plate is at 2 balls and 2 strikes now to Brady Staten. Ben Boer from the stretch. There's a ball hit toward left field. It's going to curve over to foul territory. Giving chase out there was Hunter King. That one is way foul. So the count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. You're listening to American Legion baseball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Well, the eight-man All-Star Football Classic for you on Saturday afternoon, 1:30 kickoff from the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field, about 1:10 for the pregame show on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. Two balls and two strikes here to Brady Staten. Board trying to wiggle his way out of a jam. There's a ball hit toward third. It's fielded there by Schreiner. He goes over and touches the bag and catches the force out, and the inning is over. So Hastings had promise there in the fourth, but that one hit right to Dakota Schreiner at third, who makes a nice play on the ball. He simply goes over and taps the bag and catches the force out of Mason Spilinick, and the inning is over. Hastings scores no runs on a base hit, no errors, and two men left on the base pads. We head to the fifth inning of play with a score, Kearney 5, Hastings 2.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings. Open every day at 11 a.m.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $75 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletics and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $75 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. We're at Duncan Field. Hastings is trailing Kearney runs about a score of 5-2. Kyle Goldenstein going to come out and throw for Hastings here in the fifth inning of play. He's given up the 5 runs and 4 base hits so far. Goldenstein has walked 5, and he has struck out 3 in the contest here this evening. Now he faces the meat of the order coming up, 4, 5, and 6 for Kearney Runza here in the fifth. That's Mitch Heemstra, Dakota Schreiner, and Alec Kowalski. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight. Hastings with a busy week. They played 2 last night out of North Platte, split 2 games there. Got this game here against Kearney Runza tomorrow night. Lincoln North Star is going to be in town. And next week they've got games with Central City and Kearney Runza again. The Kearney game will be over at Memorial Field in Kearney. So 5-2 is the score. Hastings trailing in the contest. Kyle Goldenstein going to work here. Mitch Heemstra is at the plate for Kearney Runza. He's the designated hitter. He's the guy who hit the triple to right field his last time up there. He hits that one towards short. Will Reimer scoops her up here and goes to first base. That's in time. So Heemstra has retired in a play from short to first. First out of the inning, and that's going to bring up Dakota Schreiner next. He's the third baseman. Schreiner, he's got a base hit here in this ball game and 2 trips to the plate. Grounded out his only other time up there. Saw the other day with a batting average of .343 for Kearney Runza. He bats from the right-hand side. Here comes the pitch by Goldenstein. It's going to be up high for a ball, 1-0 the counts. 1 ball and no strikes here to Dakota Schreiner. Start of the day with 12 base hits in 35 trips to the plate. He pops this one up. On the edge of the outfield grass is Reimer. He's going to make the catch right behind the bag at second. So Reimer has made both plays on the ball. That was a fly out to Will Reimer at shortstop. And Alec Kowalski comes up there next. Kearney went down in order in the second inning. Other than that, they've had some base runners in the first, the third, and the fourth. They've done all their damage scoring-wise in the first and third innings. There's a strike right down the pipe there from Kyle Goldenstein. Nothing and one is the count. To Ali Kowalski. Here comes the next pitch by Goldenstein. That ball is hit toward third, foul territory. So no balls and 2 strikes. Nothing and 2 to Kowalski. Where Kearney runs it. Kowalski standing in the right-hand batter's box here. Brad Archer looking on down there in the third base coaching box. Here comes the 0-2. That ball is going to be hit towards second. Spilnick has got it. He goes to first base, and it's 3 up, 3 down. Alec Kowalski is retiring in the play from second to first. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth with a score. Kearney 5, Hastings 2.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Get you a scoreboard update for you here tonight. Major League Baseball, the Boston Red Sox out on top of the Tampa Bay Rays, and now that's just gone final 2-1. Red Sox picking up a win here tonight. Minnesota Twins over the Philadelphia Phillies 4-3. Bottom of the fourth inning is the Athletics leading the Yankees by a score of 2-0. Bottom of the fourth inning, no score between the Astros and the Mariners. Final score in the Angels beat the Orioles today 9-5. Final in 10 innings, the Kansas City Royals over the Detroit Tigers 3-2. And the game between Toronto and the Chicago White Sox was postponed today by rain in Chicago. These are the National League scores and the Interleague scores coming up in just a second. Hastings is up to the plate in the fifth inning of play. Hastings is trailing by 3 runs still. 5-2 is the score. Each team with 4 base hits in the ball game. Hastings has committed 2 errors in the field. Numbers 2, 3, and 4 coming up here for Hastings. And a pitch comes inside. And it hits Will Reimer right off of the bat. So Ben Bohr hits a batter here in the fifth inning of play. And Will Reimer heads down to first base. And now Brad Archer is going to come out and have a discussion with the home plate umpire. Thought he might have fouled that one away off of the handle of the bat. But I think he's going to lose this argument. Now they're going to have the home plate umpire go out and talk with the base umpire, see what he saw. They awarded Will Reimer the bag at first. And now what do they have? They're going to have Reimer come down to the bag, and now David Ellingworth is coming down here on the third base coaching box to have a little discussion with the home plate umpire as well. He's not going to even talk to the home plate umpire. He's going out all the way over here to first base to talk to the base umpire. Now it's Pops. He got thrown out last night, arguing a call there. And he was tossed out. That's why Dave was running the team here tonight. Now David Ellingworth is down there going nose-to-nose with the base umpire down there just in front of the bag at first. They've ruled that Will Reimer fouled away off of the handle of the bat there. The stubby end, and Will's come back to the batter's box. He's got the club in hand. And David Ellingworth is going to lose the discussion there as he makes his way back to the third base coaching box. All right, so instead of having Will Reimer at first base, we're going to have Will Reimer back to the right-hand batter's box here. Fouling away that last pitch, trying to get away from the inside fastball, fouling off of the bottom end of the bat here. So no balls and one strike to Will Reimer. Here comes the next pitch by Bohr. That ball is going to be hit towards short, fielded there at shortstop. He goes over to first base. The throw is going to be wide of the target. Matt Moore throws one wide of the target at first base, and Ben Reimer gets aboard anyway. So Reimer gets aboard. They're going to give him a base hit in the ball game. So a tough play at shortstop. That was a long throw by Matt Moore. Will's got some good speed. They give him a base hit on the infield single here. And that's going to bring up Kyle Goldenstein next. Now Hastings has got a base runner here in the fifth inning. They're trailing by 3 runs. Reimer stays put. Goldenstein lays down a bunt, fielded there by Bohr. He looks to second, goes to first. That's going to be in time to catch Goldenstein. But moving down to second base and a play is going to be Reimer. So the sacrifice works as Goldenstein lays down a bunt right out in front of the plate, fielded there by Ben Bohr, who gets it down to first base to retire Goldenstein. But moving down to second base and a play is going to be Reimer. That's going to bring up Matt Karloff next. Karloff, he's still looking for his first base hit here in this ball game. He's 0 for 2 so far tonight. Karloff started the day with a batting average of .313. So now Karloff comes up there with a man on at second base. That is Reimer. There is one man out here in the inning with Carney out on top of Hastings by 3 runs. Bohr looks at the runner at second base, offers one to the plate. That's going to be down low for a ball. It's 1-0. Hastings dressed in their all-white uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the blue and the red. Carney dressed in their gray baseball pants and their navy blue tops. Some white lettering up there, the white baseball caps and their blue bills. One ball and no strikes here to Matt Karloff as he bats in the fifth inning of play. Ben Bohr's next pitch is a fastball that Karloff sends in foul territory on the right field side out of play. One ball and one strike here to Matt Karloff of Hastings. Karloff was the losing pitcher last night out of North Platte in that first game of a doubleheader. Losing pitcher in the eighth inning affair when North Platte beat Hastings by a score of 9-8. Hastings came back in that second ball game and beat North Platte 11-8 in 10 innings. So they played 18 innings of ball out there in North Platte last night. Here comes the Moss speed stump to the plate that misses. And the count goes to 2-1. 2-1 the count here to Karloff. You've got Alex Panganiban in the on-deck circle here for Hastings. In the hole, you got Jonah Schultz. One man out here in the fifth, and Hastings is down by a score of 5-2 with Bohr. Ben Bohr working out there for Carney Runza. He's went all the way tonight. Here's the next pitch. A breaking pitch is going to stay outside for another ball. So it's 3-1 now. 3-1 the count here to Matt Karloff of Hastings. Karloff can park that baby, so you got to be careful if you're a pitcher. Karloff's got 20 base hits and 64 trips to the plate. Takes a couple of practice swings as Ben Bohr looks in for the sign from his catcher, Jamison Ortley. He's got it, comes set. Here's the next pitch, down low, and he walks another one. So a baseline ball is given up there. We got runners on at first and second base now. That's going to be the fourth walk of the ball game given up by Ben Bohr. And now we're going to have a pitching change coming up here, I do believe, as Carney is going to make a pitching change in the fifth inning of play. So we'll take a break. Carney has got the lead as Carney runs a 5 and Hastings 2.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top-quality vehicles at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Before you buy a car somewhere in the middle of nowhere, ask us to find the same vehicle for you at the same or even a better price. Not only will it save you the time and money, it will keep your dollars local to help grow Central Nebraska. Kirsten's Auto Corner, located on the corner of Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirstensautocorner.com.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
1230 KHAS.
I'm back here at Duncan Field. Mitch Heemstra is going to be the new pitcher for Kearney. He was the DH, so he's come on now. And he'll be the pitcher for Kearney as we play in the fifth inning of play. Heemstra, so far this year, has thrown just 5 innings. He doesn't have a record or a save. He has given up 6 hits and 7 runs. 5 of those earned. 6 base on balls and 4 strikeouts. His ERA at 7.00. So he comes on now for Kearney in the fifth inning of play. Hastings has got base runners on at first and second base. There's one man out here in the inning. And Alex Panganiban will come to the plate next. So Heemstra now comes on to pitch for Kearney Runza. Trying to get the runs out of a jam here in the fifth inning. Hastings has had some chances to put some more runs on the score in this. the scoreboard and has not been able to do it yet. Scoring a run in the first and a run in the third inning. Had base runners in the fourth. Now base runners here in the fifth inning with one man out. First pitch by Heemster is going to be outside the strike zone. 1-0 the count. Next pitch is swung on. Tapped toward third. Fielded there. Then bobble at third base. Picks it up and goes to first. That's not in time. It is a break. He's going to be safe. Ball hit right to a third base over there. Right on the line is it go to Schreiner, who's made some nice plays down there at third base. Bobbles the ball. And instead of just touching the bag at third to get the force out there, he's forced to go across the diamond, and that baby was not in time, so everybody is safe. Pagan Eben gets aboard. That's going to be an error chalked up there on Dakota Schreiner, so now the bases are jammed for Hastings. Will Reimer's down there at third base. Karloff is on at second. Pagan Eben is on at first base, and here comes Heemster. He comes to the plate and hits Jonas Schultz. So a hit batter. That drives home a run as Will Reimer comes in from third base to score. That makes it a 5-3 ball game. Karloff moves over to third. Pagan Eben is now on at second. Jonas Schultz is on at first base. That run will be chalked up to the statistics of Ben Bohr. Here comes the next pitch by Heemstra. It's on the way and a swing and a miss. This is Mason Spolnick at the plate. So all of a sudden, we've got a 5-3 ball game in favor of Carney Runza. Heemster is out there now for Carney. Hard throwing right-hander. Here's the next pitch. He can be onside for another ball. One ball and one strike. So an error and a hit batter since the Heemster came on. And now he's throwing to Mason Spolnick, the number seven hitter in the batting order. Next pitch is swung on and missed.
Go, Mace. Got the big one left. Come on now.
And the count is sitting at one ball and two strikes now to Mason Spolnick. Hastings with the bases juiced up here in inning number five. One run in, so now Hastings has scored a run in the first, one in the third, and one in the fifth. Now the catcher, Jamison Ortley, is shaking up a little bit behind the plate. Brad Archer is going to come out and check on his catcher out there as Mitch Heemster will take a stroll around the hill. You're listening to American Legion baseball coverage on 1230 KHIS, also online tonight at www.hastingslink.com. Brad Archer having a discussion here with his catcher, Jamison Ortley, and I think he's going to be all right as Brad heads back to the dugout, but going with him is going to be Ortley, so he might be having some more problems here with the catcher for Carney. Looks like Ortley may have injured his left hand a little bit. That would be his glove hand behind the plate, and he's going to be heading down the stumps of the dugout, and we'll see if he's going to receive some medical attention or what. So we've got a break in the action. We'll take a quick break here. We're in inning number five. Hastings still with the bases loaded, trailing by two runs. We'll take a break with a score. Carney 5, Hastings 3.
Today's ShopWheelerDealer.com deal of the day from Taster Texas Barbecue, McCook and Holdridge, $20 gift certificates for 10. No limit while supplies last. Log on to ShopWheelerDealer.com or click the link on our station website.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Is your once upon a time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Relax. It's covered. The $500 Hastings Ford Lincoln Military Appreciation Event is on now. Current service members, veterans, and select families who purchase a new or certified pre-owned Ford or Lincoln receive $250 off our best price. And we'll donate another $250 to a veterans group of your choice through July 4th. Hastings Ford Lincoln, where the difference is black and white. More on Facebook and at HastingsFordLincoln.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, so Jameson Ortley evidently has injured himself here, and we're going to have a new catcher popping up there. It'll be Thomas Conley. He's going to come out and catch now for Kearney here in the fifth inning of play. Hastings has got one man out, and the bases aren't loaded. Mason Spilnick is at the plate here for Hastings Five Points Bank. He takes a whack at that one and a swing and a miss. Pitch is way outside. And he swings and misses. That could be a strikeout there. So it was 1-2, and there's the third strike of Mason Spilnick as he strikes out. First strike out of the ball game for Mitch Heemstra. Goes after an outside pitch there. Zane Nelson coming up there next. Nelson so far, he's got his single and two trips to the plate. Struck out his only other time up there. Here's the pitch to him. It's going to be down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. So far, Ben Bohr has given up three runs, five base hits, four walks, and six strikeouts. Runners at third base would be charged to his statistics if they get home. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be fouled back to the screen, and the count is at one ball and one strike. Hastings back in the ball game here. This thing's just kind of limping along here, but Kearney's only got a two-run lead over Hastings. It's 5-3. Hastings has actually out-hit Kearney in this ball game, 5-4. Here comes the next pitch by Heemstra, tapped out in front of the plate. It's going to be in foul territory. Conley grabs it, but the home plate umpire right out there blows this one dead, foul. And Zane Nelson has a count of one ball and two strikes. Nelson started the day with a batting average of .241. For Hastings 5 points, Mitch Heemstra working from the stretch with base runners at first, second, and third. Next pitch is a cold third strike to the inside corner. And he comes back and gets a strikeout on Spilnick, and Nelson and Hastings leaves the bases full here in the fifth inning. A potential for a big, big inning, and Hastings is able to scratch out only one run here in this fifth. One run on one base hit. One error on Kearney. Three men left on the base pads. We head to the top of the sixth with a score. Kearney 5, Hastings 3.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
You're listening to American Legion Baseball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We'll get you the rest of the scores. Major League Baseball and our scoreboard update. The Cleveland Indians over the Texas Rangers by a score of 5-2 today. The Pittsburgh Pirates over the San Francisco Giants 12-8. The New York Mets over the St. Louis Cardinals 5-1 today. The Brewers beat the Marlins by the score of 10-1. Middle of the eighth inning, you've got the Nationals, the Washington Nationals leading the Colorado Rockies 5-1. Bottom of the fifth inning, the Arizona Diamondbacks 3, the Los Angeles Dodgers 1. Final score in from this afternoon, Cincinnati over the Chicago Cubs 2-1. And the San Diego Padres beat the Atlanta Braves by the score of 5-3. 5-3 here. Kearney has got the lead over Hastings 5 points Bank. Kyle Goldenstein going to stay out there for Hastings. He's went all the way as we now work our way into the sixth inning here. You've got Blake Holtmeyer coming to the plate first. Or Kearney runs it. And he's got a count here of one ball and one strike. So Holtmeyer, who is 0-1 so far tonight, he's got a strikeout and he has walked once. Started the day with a batting average of .265. Next pitch is going to be outside. And the count is at 2-1 now to Altmaier. It'll be Altmaier, then Ben Clark. And we'll see, I believe, Thomas Conley, the catcher who came on there in that last inning for Kearney. Next pitch is going to be fouled back over the screen out of play. And the count is at 2-2. After the ball game tonight, we'll name our player of the game. We'll also have our coach's post-game show with David Ellingworth tonight, who's shoving pops, running the ball club. Here's the next pitch. It's swung on a miss, and Altmaier strikes out. So Blake Altmaier strikes out to begin the sixth inning of play here for Kearney. That's going to be strikeout number 4 in the ball game for Kyle Goldenstein. That's going to bring up Ben Clark next. Clark, he is 0-2 out of this number 8 position so far. He has struck out once, and he has grounded out once. First pitch to him is going to be fouled back over the screen, out of play. The count, 2-1. 100 pitches thrown so far for Kyle Goldenstein here in the ballgame, and he's still out there. That's a lot. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be fouled again on the third base side. It's going to be out of play. 2-2. So now 101 pitches for Kyle Goldenstein in this sixth inning of play. Goldenstein working from the full windup. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be hit towards short. Fielded there by Reimer. He picks it up and goes to first base. That's going to be in time. So Ben Clark has retired in the play from short to first. And that's going to bring up next. It's going to be Kearney's catcher, and that's going to be Thomas Conley. So Thomas Conley, who came on the catch, hits that ball to left fielder. That's a hard hit ball over the head of the left fielder out there for Hastings, Zane Nelson. That baby is going to roll to the wall. Conley is around second. He's digging for three. Here he comes. He's in there safely. A stand-up triple. So his first time to the plate here, he hits a triple to deep left field way over the head of Zane Nelson. And Conley pulls around to third base. With two men out here in the sixth, Kearney has still got life as they bang one to left field. So a triple there for Thomas Conley. He sees a pitch that he likes, and he sends that one to the outfield. That's going to be his second triple of the season for Kearney Runza. He came in with a batting average of, 379. So in the very first pitch that he sees at the plate here from Kyle Goldenstein, he sends out to left field. So a triple by Conley. There's the next pitch by Goldenstein. It's going to be swung on. It's going to be in foul territory. He gets out of play. So nothing in one here to Hunter King. Kearney looking to add to their total here in this sixth inning. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight between Hastings 5 Points Bank and Kearney Runza. Got off to a late start tonight, about a 30-minute late start due to the duration of game number 1, which was won by Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes over Kearney Post 52 by a score of 12-8. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike, and it's now nothing and 2 to Hunter King. He is the left fielder for Kearney. So Goldenstein working out there for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Comes to the stretch, and now he backs off with a rubber as he's got a runner down there at third base in the form of Conley. Working out a very dangerous Hunter King out there, the left fielder. His batting average to start today was at .458. Here's the next pitch. Rolled out here again to the shortstop, charging as Reimer is throw to first base is in time. Close play over there at first base. Reimer does a great job at shortstop as he charges in on the grassy portion of the infield and makes a little swooping move as he gets it over there to Pagani, but at first base just in time when the inning is over. So no harm done, and that's a triple by a Conley to right field as Reimer gets the final out here in the sixth. No runs on a base hit, no errors, and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth with a score, Kearney 5, Hastings 3.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings is trailing. Connie Runza here in American Legion baseball action. The score is 5-3. We move to the bottom half of the sixth inning here tonight. Hastings scoring a run in the first, one in the third, one in the fifth. Meanwhile, Connie Runza, they got two runs in the first inning of play, three more in the third, and they have not scored since that third inning. They had base runners in the fourth. They left three men on the base pads in the fourth. They went down in order in the fifth inning of play, got that triple from Conley in the sixth inning, but did not score. So Kyle Goldenstein, who's now at 106 pitches, is finishing things off for Hastings. And now Hastings 5 points back. We'll try to get some offense rolling here in the sixth inning. Jameson Cockrell is at the plate. We've got 9-1-2 coming on to face Mitch Heemstra, who came on in that last inning to get Carney out of the inning. Cockrell takes a pitch there for a strike, nothing and two. So Jameson, so far in the ball game, he is 1-for-2 in this contest. He had a single, and he struck out once. Here comes the 0-2 pitch from Heemstra. It's going to be outside, and the ball gets away from the catcher, Thomas Conley, but no damage done. So Cockrell, and we'll see Brady Staten and Will Reimer. If any of these guys can get aboard, we'll see Kyle Goldenstein. 5 runs, 5 hits, 1 error on Carney. 3 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors on Hastings. Here's the next pitch. Rolled out here, down to first baseline. Fielded there by Heemstra. He goes to first base. That's in time. Right on the line at first base, on the first base line. Heemstra comes off of the bag. Or comes off of the mound to grab that baby and gets it to first base in time. The catch of Jameson Cockrell. So Jameson is retired in the play. From pitcher to first, that's going to bring up Brady Staten next. Staten has walked once, scored a run. That was back in the first. Struck out in the second. Grounded out in the fourth inning of play. So he is 0-for-2 so far tonight. He takes a pitch inside for a ball here, 1-0 the count. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight at Duncan Field. Player of the game and the coach's post-game show upon the conclusion of this one. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, 2-0. Hastings will play Lincoln North Star tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Johnson Imperial Homes will play in the first ball game at 5:30 tomorrow here at Duncan. Two balls and no strikes. Here comes the next pitch. Nearly hit him. Backing away from the dish there was Brady Staten. And the count to him is at 3 balls and no strikes. Hastings has left 5 base runners so far tonight. Carney has left 5. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, and he walks him. So Heemstra gives up a B-sign balls here. So he's now hit a man, and he has walked a man. That's going to bring up Will Reimer next. Reimer is sacrificed. He is grounded out once, and he is singled and scored a run. So Will Reimer looking to add to his totals here in the sixth inning. He actually represents the tying run here in the sixth. There's a pitch to the play. It's going to be outside and down low by Heemstra. And the count's at 1 ball and no strikes. So there's one man out for Hastings here in the sixth, and Brady Staten is your base runner down there at first base. Will Reimer is your batter here at the plate. Heemstra looks in for the sign from Thomas Conley. And here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. That's now 1-1. So the starting pitcher for Carney, he's not around anymore. And the starting catcher for Carney is not around anymore here in the sixth inning. Taking a lead down there at first is going to be Brady Staten. There's the ball. Get hit to the left side. Picked up there by Schreiner at third. He goes to second base for one. Over to first base. That's not in time. So they catch the lead runner down there at second base as Schreiner grabs the ball at third base there for Carney Runza. 5-4 to retire a Brady Staten down there at second. Will Reimer gets the board and the fielder's choice there for Hastings 5 points bank. So Hastings now with two men out here in the sixth. And Kyle Goldenstein will come up to the plate next. He has went all the way on the hill today for Hastings 5 points bank. He whacks that one and sends it out towards short. Moore has got it, bobbles it, now gets it over to first. That's going to be in time. Kowalski going down in the dirt and grabbing that one. Goldenstein is retired in the play from short to first. So Hastings, they score no runs on no hits, no errors, and one man left on the base pads. We head to the top of the seventh inning with a score, Kearney 5, Hastings 3.
This summer under specially marked Pepsi bottle caps, you can find much more in the refreshing taste you expected. Because through the Pepsi Iconic Summer Promotion, you have a chance to win thousands of prizes. Collect Pepsi caps and redeem them online for icons that can make you a winner. Visit iconicsummer.com to find out what you could win by combining the icons you collect from digital gear to tickets to the most anticipated sports and entertainment events of the year. Summer only comes once a year, so grab a Pepsi and enjoy its refreshing taste and the thousands of experiences it has in store for you. Collect, combine, and you could win. Uncap your iconic summer. Pepsi, live for now.
No purchase necessary. Promotion ends August 10th, 2013. Visit iconicsummer.com for official rules and details.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball action today here on 1230 KHIS. Again, this weekend on our network of stations, we've got the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Football Classic from the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field over at Hastings College, the East against the West in the 35th annual event. 1:30 for the kickoff. We'll have the play-by-play coverage on Saturday on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR, beginning with the pregame show at about 1:10. So join us for football action coming up on Saturday afternoon on our network of stations at Platte River Radio. Well, we head to the seventh inning of play, and Kyle Goldenstein is going to come out here and try to get Kearney out. Goldenstein up around 106 pitches now. Racing's 5 points back. That's a lot. As he will throw here in the seventh, and he's got the tough guys coming up here, 2, 3, and 4. He's got Matt Moore, Anthony Pacheco, and Mitch Heemstra. If one of those guys get aboard, we'll see Dakota Schreiner. So all the lefties coming up here now for Kearney Runza. Matt Moore, so far tonight, he's got one base hit and 3 trips to the plate. That was a run-scoring double in the first inning. He then came around to score himself in the inning. Flew out to left field once, and he has reached on a base on balls. Here's the next pitch by Goldenstein. Going to be way up high for a ball, and it's now 1-1. So Matt Moore now is batting here in the seventh inning. Kearney has got a 2-run lead over Hastings, 5-3. Kearney beat Hastings in the second ball game of the year, 12-2 over in Kearney. There's a swing and a miss here by Matt Moore, and he falls behind at 1-2. Moore had a batting average of .500 coming into the ball game tonight. He is officially 1-for-2 here in this one. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball that stays out wide for a ball. And it is now 2-2. So 2-2 the count here to Matt Moore, the number two hitter in the batting order for Kearney Runza. Here's the next one, hit towards second. Fielded there by Spilnick. He goes over to first. That's going to be in time. Mason Spilnick to Alex Panganiban. Retired in the play from second to first. And that's going to bring it Anthony Pacheco next. Anthony Pacheco, he is fouled out to the third baseman. He has walked once, and he has flown out to center field. So he is 0-for-2 officially here in this ball game. With that walk, he has also scored a run. The pitch to Pacheco is going to be up high for a ball, and it's 1-0. 1-0 the count here. It's Anthony Pacheco, number 3 in the batting order. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away on the third base side. And the count is sitting at 1-1. We'll have the player of the game coming up next after the ball game tonight. Then the coach's post-game show with Hastings assistant coach Dave Illingworth tonight. Here's the next ball hit again to Spilnick at second. He scoops her up like a vacuum, goes over to first base. That's in time. Deja vu. Two up, two down now for Kearney here in the seventh inning of play. And now Mitch Heemstra comes up there next. He's the pitcher. Heemstra started out as the designated hitter tonight. And then he's on in relief. Now the starter, Ben Bohr. Heemstra, he's grounded out. He's got a triple, and he is grounded out once. There's the ball hit to left center field. That's going to be a base hit picked up out there by Brady Staten, digging for second base. Here comes the throw in, and it's not going to be in time. A double. So Heapster has got a triple, and now he's got a double for Kearney Runza's. He sends that one to left center field. Picked up out there by Brady Staten. So the first pitch delivered by Goldenstein is parked to left center, and that's a base hit there for Heemstra. And now Dakota Schreiner comes up there next. So a two-out double here for Heemstra. Kearney's got a man on in scoring position already with a two-run lead. Here's a breaking pitch thrown there by Goldenstein. It's in there for a strike. And the count is sitting at no balls and one strike here to Dakota Schreiner. Goldenstein working from the stretch. Now he backs off with a rubber and takes a look at second base. Nothing and one to Dakota Schreiner here in the seventh inning of play. Here's the next pitch, a fastball that's going to stay out wide for a ball. Now one ball and one strike to Schreiner. Alex Kowalski would be next, and we'll see Blake Oltmeyer for Kearney if they can keep things rolling along here with two men out in the seventh. Here's the next pitch by Goldenstein. It's going to be down low for another ball. And it is now two balls and one strike. 118 pitches unofficially now for Goldenstein on the mound, as he has went all the way here for Hastings 5 Points Bank tonight. Here's the next one. It's going to be hit towards second, fielded there by Spilnick. He picks it up. He goes to first, and the inning is over. Spilnick gets all the outs there at second base on ground downs. Dakota Schreiner ends the seventh inning of play. Kearney scores no runs on a base hit. That double by Heemstra to left center field. No errors. One man left on base. We go to the bottom of the seventh. The score, it is Kearney 5, Hastings 3.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or what if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we head to the bottom of the seventh inning. Hastings with a chance to win her here. The bottom of the seventh will need but two runs to tie this thing and three to win it. Mitch Heemstra is going to be throwing out there for Kearney. Hastings will have 4, 5, and 6 in the batting order to come up here to face him. Hastings 5 Points Bank with 3 runs and 5 hits, 2 errors so far in the ball game. Kearney has got 5 runs. That was 6 hits and 1 error. Boy, Kyle Goldenstein has been an iron man so far tonight. He has shut Kearney down since the third inning. Kearney doing all their scoring in the first and third innings, and Goldenstein has shut him down in the fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh, although they had base runners in every inning except for the fifth. 119 pitches thrown by Kyle Goldenstein so far in the ballgame as we head to the bottom half of the seventh inning as Heemstra tries to pick up the save here for Kearney Runza in this ballgame. We got Karloff up to the plate here. Karloff is still looking for his first base end of the ball game. Heemstra throws into the plate. He's going to be in there for a strike. 1-1 the count. To Matt Karloff, then Panganiba, then Jonas Schultz. Karloff batting here in the seventh inning of play. He's got a walk. He's flown out once, and he has struck out once. Next pitch is going to be outside for another ball. It's now 2 balls and 1 strike here to Matt Karloff. A start of the day with a batting average of .313. Hastings trying to win their 12th ball game of the season and their 6th one in the Cornhusker League here tonight. There's the next one. It's going to be up high for a ball. It's down 3 balls and 1 strike. Kearney is at 8-6. They are 5-0 in the Cornhusker League coming to this ball game tonight. Hastings at 11-9-1, 5-2 in the Cornhusker League. Next ball is going to be swung on and missed. Karloff chasing after that one and comes up empty. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Just need some base runners here in the 7th inning. Hastings down by a couple of runs. Mitch Heemstra, there's a full windup. The next pitch swung on and missed, and he strikes him out. So Karloff goes down. That's going to be strikeout number 3 in the ball game from Mitch Heemstra since he came on in relief in the 5th inning. So three strikeouts for Heemstra. Now he's going to work over Alex Pangeneben here. Pangeneben is the first baseman for Hastings. We'll take a pitch in there for a strike. Right at the shoulders there, nothing in one to Alex Pangeneben with Jonas Schultz standing in the on-deck circle here for Hastings, 5 points. Heemstra again rocks and fires. Next pitch is swung on and missed. Goes after an outside pitch there, and it's now nothing and two to Alex Pangeneben. So far tonight, he's got a single. He's reached on an error, and he has grounded out once. Next pitch is going to be hit towards second. Fielded there, a nice grab at second base by Ben Clark. It makes a diving grab on the ball heading towards second as Alex Pangeneben lines out to second base for the second out here in the seventh inning. So now we're down to Jonas Schultz, the number six hitter in the batting order. Hastings scored a run in the first, a run in the third, and one in the fifth. And now they find themselves down by two runs here in the seventh inning of play. Jonas Schultz will take a ball here, 1-0 the count. Jonas so far has flown out to center field. He has struck out once, and he's been hit by a pitch. Schultz will take a strike there, 1-1 the count. Heemstra working from the full windup. Here he comes to the plate again with a fastball. It's going to miss, 2-1. Heemstra just running back and throwing some heat here in the seventh inning of play. Ben Bohr got the start tonight for Kearney. He went 4 1/3 innings. Next pitch is going to be outside. Another fastball that misses. That's 3 balls and 1 strike. Ben Bohr giving up 3 runs, 5 hits, 4 walks. Had 6 strikeouts in the ballgame. Here comes the 3-1 pitch by Heemstra. That's going to miss inside, and a baseline ball is given up there. So that's going to be Jonas Schultz heading down to first base on the play. So now Heemstra has hit a man, and that's going to be his second walk in the ballgame. And coming up to the plate next is the number 7 hitter in the batting order. That's Mason Spilinick. He has struck out once and has walked 2 times. He takes a pitch outside here for a ball, 1-0 the count. 5-3 is the score. Kearney runs has got the lead over Hastings. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning tonight here at Duncan. Mitch Heemstra trying to pick up the save here for Kearney runs. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for another ball. 2 balls and 0 strikes now to Mason Spilinick. So on the day with a batting average of .321. If he can get aboard, we'll see Zane Nelson. There's 2 men out here in the inning. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be down low for another ball. Now 3 balls and 0 strikes here to Spilinick. Nelson would like to get a chance here. Here's Mitch Heemstra. The 3-0. There's a strike there. 3-1 the count. So 3-1 the count here to Mason Spilinick with base runners at first base. 3-1 with 2 men out. Here comes the next pitch. Hit towards short. Fielded there by Moore. Goes over and touches the bag, and the ball game is over. Hits that one right to the shortstop, Matt Moore, who takes a couple of steps to his left and records the force out on Jonas Schultz, and the ball game is over. In the seventh inning of play, Hastings scores no runs, no hits, no errors. 1 man left on base. The final score, Kearney runs it, beats Hastings. Kearney 5, Hastings 3. You're listening to American Legion Baseball on 1230 KHAS.
High Plains Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. 5 Points Bank, the better bank.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
I'm back here at Duncan Field as Kearney runs it, knocks off Hastings for the second time this season. Final score was Kearney 5, Hastings 3. Kearney scoring 5 runs on 6 base hits. They commit 1 error, and they leave 10 men on the base pads. Hastings scoring 3 runs on 5 hits, 2 errors. They leave 5 men on the base pads. Check that, 10 men left on the base pads for Hastings as well. So Kearney knocks off Hastings by a score of 5-3. Kyle Goldenstein will be the losing pitcher, although he put together a whale of a performance tonight. 119 pitches thrown into the ball game tonight. Gives up to 5 runs, 6 hits, 5 walks, 4 strikeouts. Ben Bohr threw 4 1/3 innings tonight for Kearney. Gives up 3 runs, 5 hits, 4 walks, and 6 strikeouts. And then Mitch Heemstra came on. He threw the final 2 2/3 innings, no runs, no hits, 3 strikeouts, no walks, and 1 hit batter. So Hastings falls to 11-10-1 in the season. They are now 5-3 in the Cornhusker League. They'll play Lincoln North Star tomorrow night beginning at 8 o'clock. Kearney Runza is now 9-6 in the season. They are 6-0 in the Cornhusker League. So Kearney Runza knocks off Hastings tonight, final score of 5-3. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's post-game show as American Legion baseball coverage continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play of today's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned. Our post-game report is up next on KHAS Radio, 1230 AM.
Relax. It's covered. The $500 Hastings Ford Lincoln Military Appreciation Event is on now. Current service members, veterans, and select families who purchase a new or certified pre-owned Ford or Lincoln receive $250 off our best price. And we'll donate another $250 to a veterans group of your choice through July 4th. Hastings Ford Lincoln, where the difference is black and white. More on Facebook and at HastingsFordLincoln.com.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
The player of the game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Check us out at HastingsTribune.com.
So again, Kearney runs in, knocks off Hastings 5 Points Bank in American Legion baseball action tonight. Final score of 5-3. Hastings with only 5 base hits in the ball game, but pretty much Kearney runs in check as well as Kyle Goldenstein throws 119 pitches in the ball game tonight. Kearney knocks off Hastings by a couple of runs. 5 guys had 1 hit apiece for Hastings in this ball game tonight. Will Reimer, he had a single in the 5th inning of play. Kyle Goldenstein, he had a single and scored a run in the 3rd. Alex Panganiban, he had a single in the 3rd inning of play to drive home a run. Also getting base hits in the ball game tonight. A couple of guys at the bottom of the order, Zane Nelson and also Jameson Cockrell, each with a single in the 2nd and 4th innings respectively. And then Kyle Goldenstein, the pitcher for Hastings as he goes all the way in the ball game here tonight. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at HastingsTribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at HastingsTribune.com.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings 5 Points Bank will be the pitcher for Hastings, Kyle Goldenstein, he loses the ball game and throws a pretty effective game tonight. He falls to 2-1 in the season. Throws the 119 pitches as he goes all the way. Gives up 5 runs, 6 base hits, 5 walks, and 4 strikeouts in the ball game tonight, but suffers a loss as they drop one to Kearney Runza by the score of 5-3. Kyle Goldenstein will be our player of the game tonight for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Stick around. The coach's post-game show is up next. You're listening to American Legion Baseball on 1230 KHIS.
The player of the game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe to the Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online, hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned. The coach's post-game show is up next on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top-quality vehicles at Gerson's Auto Corner. Before you buy a car somewhere in the middle of nowhere, ask us to find the same vehicle for you at the same or even a better price. Not only will it save you the time and money, it will keep your dollars local to help grow Central Nebraska. Gerson's Auto Corner, located on the corner of Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at gerstensautocorner.com.
The Coach's Post Game Show is brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling of Hastings. Now, here's KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
So again, Kearney runs and knocks off Hastings 5 Points Bank in American Legion Baseball action tonight by a score of 5-3. Kearney 5 runs, 6 base hits, 1 error. They leave 10 men on the base paths. Hastings with 3 runs, 5 hits. They commit 2 errors. They leave 10. Ben Bohr, the starting pitcher for Kearney, lasted 4 1/3 innings tonight. Gives up the 3 runs, and then Mitch Heemstra comes on and throws the final 2 2/3 innings. Kyle Goldenstein going all the way for Hastings 5 Points Bank as he suffers a loss here tonight to Kearney Runza. 5-3 as Hastings drops their second ball game of the season at Kearney this year. 12-2. That's the second ball game of the season over in Kearney. They drop this one 5-3. We'll come back and talk to the coach as American Legion baseball action continues on 1230 KHIS.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
Back here at Duncan Field again, Hastings drops this one tonight to Kearney Runza by the score of 5-3. Before we get to the coach, we'll snag Kyle Goldenstein, the pitcher for Hastings, who has a rocket arm tonight. Kyle, you stayed out there the entire way. We had you for, 119 pitches in the ball game tonight. Talk about the outing.
Well, I usually throw high pitches because I'm a little pressure man where I like to put runners on base and then get out of it, but tonight I worked it in a strike zone and let my players make some plays, so I went the whole way.
You fell behind a lot of hitters, especially early in the ball game, and maybe that was your downfall if you had a downfall tonight, huh?
Yeah, I like to work behind, I guess it seems like, but I like later on in the game I really pounded the strike zone and made them hit.
And that was the case. You gave up all the runs, 2 in the first and then 3 more in the third, and then really shut this Kearney down, a very good hitting ball club. You shut them down in the fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh innings. Had a wiggle out of some jams there occasionally, but you're able to keep Kearney off of the scoreboard.
Yeah, they're a very good hitting team. So when you can hold them down to that many runs is pretty good.
So Hastings, again, drops this one tonight by a score of 5-3 to Kearney Runza. I know you guys are always fired up for Kearney and everything like that. Is this a downer coming out? But are you happy with the way you played in this thing?
I think we are happy. We know that we can play with this team, so next time we come out, we can hopefully get them next time.
All right. Congratulations. Good outing for you, and we'll see you again down the stretch.
All right. Thanks.
Kyle Goldenstein again, our player of the game tonight for Hastings, 5 points back and a loss to Connie Runza by the score of 5-3. We'll get to Dave Illingworth in here on the post-game show, subbing for Pops. And it was a tough one tonight, but I thought the kids played well tonight.
They really did. We just didn't get a few key hits and key situations when we had runners on second. We didn't pick them up enough times and just fell a little bit short tonight.
Like we talked with Kyle, you guys gave up some runs early, two in the first and then three more in the third. And when you got Carney out there, that's a tough hole to climb out of.
That's kind of how Kyle pitches. If you get to him, you got to get to him early. If you don't, he's going to settle in the ballgame and he's going to shut you down. So they got to him just enough to get by us tonight.
Well, why is Kyle so tough? He talked about in the latter part of the ball games, really settling down. What makes him so tough at the end?
I think he just likes the pressure with runners on, and the further he gets into the game, the more he gets into it, and the more he wants to finish it. Taking him out of a ball game is not so much fun because you never want to see a pitcher that takes getting taken out of a ball game well, because it means they don't want to finish, not really competing hard enough. I mean, that kid competes as hard as he can all the time.
Did you have any thoughts of all of maybe going to the pen with him sitting around 100 or 120 pitches?
I had somebody warm, but I asked Kyle how he felt, and he said, there's no way I'm coming out of this game. And so I told him, all right, but if you get a couple of runners on, I'm going to the pen. So I had Staten warm for that.
So Hastings dropping this one 5-3. Like we said, we scored the three runs, but we also had two errors in the ball game, and we talked about extra chances, and those two errors maybe gave Carney what they needed tonight.
Yeah, we talked about that before the game. You just can't give them those extra chances, those free bases and everything like that, and tonight it kind of hurt us. I mean, we also just got to do a better job picking runners up with less than two outs from third or from second, third, and everything like that. But some nights are on, some nights are off. We were just not getting what the key hits like we kind of did last night late.
You strand a lot of base runners tonight, especially late in the ballgame. You had plenty of chances to win this thing tonight.
Yeah, we really did. I mean, like I said, last night we were picking guys up towards the later part of those two ballgames, and tonight just didn't have it when we needed it.
And we talked with Kyle. You got to have a little bit of enthusiasm coming out of here, because this is one of the better teams in the States, and especially in our area. You play them to a 5-3 ball game, so you were right with these guys.
It's really what we were expecting to come in and do. I mean, we have Kyle out there, and he's really pitched well all year. So I knew that they probably weren't going to get to him unless he was really wild, and he wasn't really wild after he settled down. And you could really see it. They weren't able to catch on to him. He got better later, so...
So now tomorrow you play another game. You go after the debacle out there in the North Platte, the extra-inning ball games. You come right back tonight with a tough ball game against Kearney. Now North Star coming in here tomorrow night. This is kind of a tough week for you guys.
Yeah, they're a pretty good hitting team too. They were top five at one point in high school ball, and we played them up in Lincoln, and they have some pretty big bats in their lineup. So whoever we pitch is going to need to be on their game again. So it's kind of same thing tomorrow night.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
That's David Illingworth, who is in control tonight for Hastings, 5 points back as Hastings drops one to Connie Runza by the score of 5-3. Again, Kyle Goldenstein, the losing pitcher tonight for Hastings. He's now 2-1 in the season. Ben Bohr, the winner, he's now 3-1 as Mitch Heemstra gets the save for Connie Runza. They improved to 9-6 in the season now, 6-0 in the Cornhusker League. Hastings now 11-10-1. They are 5-3 in the Cornhusker League. And in the first ball game tonight, it was Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes knocking off Carney Runza post 52 by the score of 12-8. Hastings scored six runs in the fifth inning with two outs as they go on to beat Carney post 52, 12-8. Zach Merrill, the winning pitcher there for Hastings. And we had Sam Reimer picking up two base hits, two RBIs. Zach Merrill, a base hit, three RBIs. Brooks Asher had one hit and three RBIs for JIH. They beat Kearney Post 52, 12-8. Hastings 5 points back, dropping this one to Kearney Runza in the nightcap by a score of 5-3. For John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Duncan Field.
The Coach's Post Game Show has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling for construction, carpentry, siding, roofing, additions, concrete, drywall, and painting. Call Bill Hamburger Remodeling at 469-8551. You've been listening to Hastings Five Points Bank Baseball, an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.